instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference in a disaster. When disaster strikes, you want to protect your whole family, including your pets. To help keep your family safe and help our best friends in their worst times, find tips at AmericanHumane.org.
If you're in the market for a new home, you might think that real estate agents are just for the seller.
But buyers with real estate agents are smart shoppers, and the seller pays the commission.
But buyers beware. Before you choose an agent, read our story. Choose agent carefully before buying a house when you hit MoneyPit.com. Just click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair questions, give us a call right now, 888-MONEYPIT.
Is presented by Arrow Fasteners, Bank of America, Simple Green, and First Alert. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you amongst all the holiday festivities. Get ready for the visitors that are coming. Get ready to spruce up your house, decorate your house, plan a project for the new year. If you've got a task you'd like to get done, if you've got something that you've just been trying to get to, as we've all been fixing our houses up with all the time we're spending home, but you just don't know where to begin, begin right here by calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. You can also post your question to MoneyPit.com or post it to our Facebook page at Facebook.com/TheMoneyPit. Here's a great topic, Leslie, to start the show off with. Let's talk about firewood. Wouldn't you like to have some of that burning in your fireplace?
Yeah, and a big, nice pile to store for the rest of the winter.
Absolutely. But, you know, here's the thing about firewood. A lot of folks don't know that not all firewood delivers the same level of heat. And in fact, if you choose the wrong firewood, you might not get much heat out of it at all. Plus, it can actually be dangerous for the equipment and thus your house. So we're going to have some tips on how to choose the perfect firewood coming up.
And speaking of heat, whether your furnace is shot or you're ready for a more efficient upgrade, a new furnace should never be an impulse buy. But too often, that's exactly what does happen, especially if your furnace gives out in the middle of winter. We're going to explain how you should be shopping for furnaces the smart way.
And it's the season for selecting a Christmas tree or a holiday tree, to be politically correct. But hey, if you're a family who always goes for the real tree, you might be surprised to learn how much a fake tree can also look like the real thing. We're going to share some tips from our holiday tree buying guide, including some fun new lighting options to consider.
And we're giving away one of my favorite tools that's going to handle a lot of different projects. I'm talking about the Arrow GT300 glue gun. It is so well designed and really easy to use, and we've got one to give away.
All you need to do is reach out with your DIY or home decor question, and we'll toss your name in the Money Pit hard hat, and we might be sending you that very fun new glue gun. Call us right now. That number again is 1-888-MONEYPIT. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Carol in Texas is working on a painting project. How can we lend a hand?
We are painting our bathroom cabinets. They were put in the bathroom in 1980-something. I'm not sure about the date. We bought this house and the people lived in it 28 years. And we've been here almost 9 years. And they're kind of a maple color. And they're not very attractive. And I've used that orange glow on them trying to make them look better. I don't know what they used on them, probably liquid gold or something, trying to bring out the sheen. But it's just almost beyond the point, and I'd like to have new cabinets, but when we do, we're probably going to have to redo the whole bathroom. So we decided we would paint them kind of an off-white color. what we want to know is, what's the approach to making that paint stay on?
Now, you said that the cabinets are a maple color. Are they actually wood and they're stained?
Yeah, that's the stain on them. They're stained.
So they're stained wood. It's not like a thermofoil that looks like wood or a laminate. It's wood.
No, it's real wood. They're real wood cabinets.
Now, if they've been stained and restained over the course of a couple of years and you've got, you know, a lot of coatings of a cleaner on there, your best bet would be, and this is how I would kind of tackle it, I would remove the doors and the drawer fronts, being very careful about labeling which goes where, you know, a little piece of painter's tape on the backside and a little piece on the hinge saying, like, you know, AA or 1-1, you know, just so you know exactly where things go back. And I would leave the hinges either on the door or on the box. You know, it's kind of easier to leave them on the box just for painting issues. And this way you know exactly where everything goes back. That just kind of keeps things tidy. And then you really need to get some of that sheen off. So you could do it a couple of different ways. You could use something that's like a liquid sandpaper that you wipe on that gets rid of some of that sheen. But if it's like a super high gloss and they've been, you know, oiled or polished over the years and they're very sort of, not, you know, gunked up almost with a lot of finish on them, you may want to sand them down a little bit because you need to get down to something that's a little bit not so glossy and so built up from years of cleaning and just, you know, the yuck that happens in the bathroom, just so that you've got a surface that the paint's going to stick to. And once you've done that to the doors or drawer fronts and the boxes themselves in the bathroom, you need to prime it very well with a high-quality primer. I would use, like, Kills or Zinsser, you know, one of those that'll stick very, very well. Let that dry very thoroughly. And then go ahead with your top coat paint. And because it's in a bathroom and because it's a high moisture area and it's something that you're going to want to be cleaning a lot, I would go with a glossy finish and an oil base if I can get my hands on one. If not, and, you know, a glossy latex will do the trick. But, you know, more durable, of course, would be the oil base.
Thank you. And I appreciate your help.
Carol, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
All right, now we're heading over to John in Iowa, who's dealing with a leaky shower. Tell us what's going on.
Well, I've got a shower on my main floor where it basically leaks onto the floor in the basement. And when I removed the 2-inch trap, this is a home that was built in 41, but it's been remodeled recently, probably within the last 10 years, or at least the shower has. I noticed there wasn't a whole lot of room between the tile and the flooring, or the main wood behind it, as well as they sealed up the drain. It was basically just a 2-inch PVC sealed with some sort of cement, and then a drain popped on top of it. And I'm curious, I mean, how can I remedy this issue? I mean, obviously it needs a proper drain, but I couldn't find anything to fit the hole that they had.
All right, well, first of all, it's still leaking, and you're in the middle of this project. Is that correct, John?
Well, I just bought this home, and I basically said, okay, we're not using this shower. We have an upstairs shower that we can use during, you know, during the remediation process.
Is this a tile shower?
Yes.
So with a 1940 tile shower, the first thing I would expect to leak is the lead pan. And the way those showers are built is there's a lead pan put in against the drain, then the tile is put on top of the lead. And so over the years, those pans would crack. And the way you test the lead pan is simply by blocking the shower drain and then filling up the bottom of the shower with as much water as you can get in there, usually, you know, 4 or 5 inches of water, and then wait and see what happens. So if it's possible for you to test the pan, I would do that before I start assuming that the leak was at the drain, because it might very well be that the drain is not leaking, the pan is leaking, and if that's the case, then you have to tear out the shower base and rebuild it.
Ah, I see. All right.
It's the lead pan because, you know, a pan that's 60, 70 years old, they just don't last that long.
All right.
Okay? So seal it off, test it off. You know what works well? One of those rubber jar openers that are about 6 inches in diameter. Put that across the drain, fill it up with water, and then watch for a leak.
All right. I'll try that.
Okay, John. Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. You know, Leslie, in the 20 years I spent as a home inspector, I used to check those pans for leaks all the time that way. And you get smart after the first time this happens to you is that you never let that water sit very long. Like, you fill it up, you go downstairs immediately and see if it's leaking.
Really? It's that fast when you've got a crack in the pan?
Sometimes, yes. because if it's going to leak, if it's a bad crack, it may never have been discovered, or it might have been so slow, but by filling the whole pan up with water, you prove it very quickly that it's leaking. So that's why we always check very quickly to see if there's a leak. And then if not, you know, fill it up, let it sit there for a half hour and go back and check again. But it's a very, very common area for a leak, and unfortunately a very expensive one, because think about it, you got to tear out all that tile and you got to rebuild that pan. And today, of course, we don't use lead. We usually use fiberglass. But it's a pretty big renovation, probably a couple $1,000 worth of work.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call anytime, 24/7. We're standing by to help you out with whatever home repair or home improvement question you've got burning on in your brain over there. Let us know how we can help. Give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT.
888-666-3974. Just ahead, the right firewood for your fireplace or your wood stove can deliver more heat and be much safer to use. We'll explain what to look for next.
If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867. They'll provide a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now at 800-917-3867. For about $1 a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair costs. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867. A remodeled basement not only adds a great bonus space for everyday life, but it can also increase the value of your home.
That's right, but some basements just never feel warm and comfortable because they're built below grade and have concrete floors. DryCore is a great solution. It's a one-step subfloor system that goes on top of the concrete.
DryCore is specifically designed for basements. The panels create an air gap above the cold, damp, hard concrete to protect, insulate, and cushion your finished floors, creating a new living space as warm and comfortable as any other space in your home.
With DryCore's air gap between the finished floor and the concrete, moisture isn't trapped, and that helps protect against mold and mildew. The ready-to-use panels are easy to install, comfortable to walk on, and they work under engineered hardwood, laminate, carpet, vinyl, or ceramic tile, and they can even handle heavy gym equipment.
DryCore is available at select Home Depots, Lowe's, and Menards stores. Find a store and learn more at DryCore.com. That's DryCore.com.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti from the Money Pit Home Improvement Podcast.
As cooler temperatures and social distancing force us indoors, Simple Green reminds us to CBD, or clean before disinfecting. Bacteria and viruses can hide underneath dirt, dust, and food, so surfaces should be cleaned first with Simple Green All-Purpose Cleaner.
A leaking water heater can lead to flood damage, but not with the new Rheem Gladiator electric water heater. With 360-degree built-in leak protection, the Rheem Gladiator detects leaks and automatically shuts off the water supply.
Fire and carbon monoxide incidents spike during winter. The new wireless First Alert connected safety 2-in-1 smoke and carbon monoxide alarm is Ring and Z-Wave compatible and provides early warning of a fire or CO emergency.
Finished basements add value and are perfect for gyms, offices, or family space. You'll love your basement with DryCore subfloor panels installed between the concrete and the finished floor. They feature air gap technology for dry, comfortable, and cozy floors all year round.
For more, visit MoneyPit.com. Caseta by Lutron is the smart light switch that I never knew you needed, but now we can't live without it. You know, a lot of people think you need smart bulbs to get smart lighting, but there is a smarter way. Caseta's smart dimmers and switches replace the switch in your wall, making all the lights that switch controls act smart.
Now, you might be thinking, bulb or switch, what's the difference? Well, it's a huge difference because think about all the places in your house where one switch controls multiple bulbs. Now, do you want to buy 3, 4, maybe even more smart bulbs or one smart switch? And you can even use a voice assistant to dim the lights or to turn them on or off if your hands are full or you just don't want to get off the couch.
Caseta by Lutron is easy to install, and I love that they offer 24/7 support if you've got questions. So get smart lighting the smart way with Caseta by Lutron smart switches. Learn more about Caseta at lutron.com/moneypit. That's lutron.com/moneypit. Good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, give us a call. Let us know what you are working on. But remember, guys, the Money Pit podcast is available to you whenever you want. And if you love the Money Pit, you are definitely going to enjoy the podcast, too. We've got new episodes every Monday and Thursday, which is just in time for you to plan your home improvement adventure for the weekend.
Chartable has actually ranked the Money Pit one of Apple's best home and garden podcasts of all time, and we'd love to have you join us.
Well, no matter when you listen to the Money Pit, you can always get in on some fun giveaways, and today is no exception. We've got a great tool up for grabs. We're giving away the Arrow GT300 glue gun. Now, both Tom and I have one of these, and we love it because it heats up super fast, and it's got a drip-resistant nozzle. It's going to fit right in your hand, so it's not going to make your hand tired when you keep squeezing the glue gun on the bigger projects. So it's really helpful so you can get a lot of things done quickly. And the nose is designed to help you get into those hard-to-reach corners, so you're not going to waste a lot of glue or spill it all over yourself trying to get those projects done.
It's worth $49 going out to one listener drawn at random. Make that you. But if you'd like to win it, you got to be in it. So call us with your home improvement question at 888-MONEYPIT or post it to moneypit.com.
Now we've got Cynthia from South Dakota on the line who's got a question about a firewall. Tell us what you're working on.
I have an old house, and I've been ripping out the plaster walls, and I found along this one wall through the whole entire house is this pretty durable and tough plaster board stuff, and I was wondering if that is a firewall because that seems to be where all the cold air returns and stuff are, and if I should or should not rip it out, and if I do rip it out, is there a certain kind of drywall that I should use there?
Where is this wall located exactly?
It could have been on the outside of the house at one point, but it's like right under the furnace.
Well, first of all, the only place that you typically would have a firewall, in other words, a fire-rated wall with a certain rating, is between the garage and the house. All the other walls and ceilings inside the homes are usually have traditional half-inch drywall. If it's an interior exterior wall, an inside surface of an exterior wall, like a garage wall, then you would use a 5/8 inch thick fire rated drywall. But all of the other places in the house, you'd have a regular plasterboard. I'm sorry, regular drywall.
Okay. Have you ever seen this plasterboard before?
Well, sure. Now, how old is the house?
I believe it was built in 1896.
See, there's different stages of wall construction. In 1896, you would have had something called wood lath. So there'll be wood strips on the wall and then plaster put on top of that.
Yep, that's on most of the walls. But this one particular wall, which could have been an outside wall at one point, I'm not sure exactly. It seems it's like in two foot strips.
Yeah, okay, so that's a later addition. And what they did with that is when they stopped using wood lath, they started using rock lath or like you would think of sheetrock in those 2 foot wide strips. They put that on and then cover that with wet plaster. So that's just a more modern version of the way walls were constructed. So it went from wood lath to rock lath to sheetrock. That's essentially the progression of wall construction over roughly the last 100 years.
Okay. Well, thank you.
A little lesson on building history. Hope that clears it up for you, Cynthia.
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Well, a warm fire from a wood stove or a fireplace really is the hallmark of the season, but you do have to be careful when you're choosing the firewood. Now, the wrong fuel can damage your wood-burning stove or even leave dangerous creosote on the walls of the fireplace chimney. Now, you never want to burn trash, driftwood, or even treated woods, and always use seasoned wood for the best heat release and minimal creosote buildup. That's going to help prevent the chances of a chimney fire.
Yeah, there's a difference. Freshly cut wood contains up to about 45% water, but seasoned wood, which is wood that's sat out for a while, is only 20 to 25%, and hence it burns better. The harder the wood, also, the better. So that's why you want to burn oak or maple and not pine or fir. The harder the wood actually gives off more BTU, so you have more energy. It takes longer to burn, and then it gives you much more heat as a result.
Yeah, and you also want to make sure that the wood is dry. It's got to have been cut at least 6 months before you're planning on using it. I mean, even a year is going to be better. It just takes that much time and sun and wind to remove that excess moisture.
Yeah, and splitting it also helps, but you can't split it right away. I mean, you could, but usually if you wait a little bit, it actually splits a lot easier. So splitting the wood will also help make it dry faster because it gives you more surface area, so you get more evaporation.
Larry in Ohio is on the line with a heating question. How can we help you?
Yes, I've got a house. It's 6,000 square foot, and they divided the utilities up into two separate houses. And right now I have a hot water tank that we use all the time, and I have a hot water tank that sits on the side that the kitchen is on that is only used for the dishwasher. And I'm wondering, if would I be better off to get me a tankless hot water tank or just deal with the electric? I got an electric 50-gallon one. I don't know which one would be more cost-efficient.
So you, the only thing that you're using that water heater for on that side of the house is the dishwasher, and that's a 50-gallon water heater?
Yes.
Wow.
Well, like I say, this house was actually set up to be a bed and breakfast.
If the only thing that water heater is serving is the dishwasher, and there's no way to get that dishwasher fed off of the other water heater, you just need a very small water heater for that dishwasher. And I mean like a 20-gallon electric or something like that, really small, because there's really not much water that it needs to heat. And it would be foolish to have it heating, you know, 50 gallons, 40 gallons of water 24/7 when you really don't need it except to wash dishes and I presume to run the kitchen sink. So a very small electric water heater, perhaps even on a timer so that it only kicks on maybe in the evening hours when you're using that dishwasher, would be the smart thing to do there and the least expensive way to both install the new water heater and to run the new water heater. Okay?
Okay. Actually, there's two bathrooms that are also hooked to this, but, you know, it's just the idea right now we're not using it. We've got two bathrooms on the other side of the house, too.
Okay, well, that's different. That's different. If you have two bathrooms, full bathrooms?
Yes, full bathrooms.
Well, then, okay, so that's different. If there's a two full bathrooms, I had asked you if it was just the dishwasher, and you said yes, but if it's two full bathrooms on it, then you do need a larger water heater. And, again, I would probably recommend, if you're not using it that often, I'd probably recommend an electric water heater in that situation.
Okay.
On a timer, but you'll probably need more like a 40-gallon.
Actually, on the tankless ones, I've noticed a different amount of water per minute.
Yeah, well, but you have gas. You have natural gas?
I've got propane.
You have propane? Well, you could use a tankless water heater. The installation cost will be a lot higher. It does deliver you 24/7 endless supplies of hot water. Except in that side of the house, again, you're not really using those bathrooms that much. That's not as big of a concern to you. That's why I'm suggesting a minimum inexpensive electric water heater for that. You know, at least you'll maintain your home value, because if you didn't have an adequate water heater to supply those two bathrooms plus the dishwasher, your home value would suffer. But I wouldn't necessarily recommend you put in a $1,500 tankless, because I just don't think it's going to be cost effective for you.
Okay, that was my big question right there. Would it be cost effective?
All right, thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Hey, if your furnace goes out in the middle of winter, making a smart decision on a new one really isn't easy to do. We're going to explain how to shop for furnaces the smart way coming up.
You live in a money pit.
Kathleen, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun, we play sports, and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the best versions of themselves. Visit BeAScout.org to find a pack near you.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are debt solutions for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours, free, when you call right now for your free debt review. When we learned about the debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that we have decided to give everyone that calls today a free debt review, absolutely free. That's right. Get your debt solution review absolutely free. Just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566 and get the free debt review everyone in debt should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 1-800-865-8566. Again, 1-800-865-8566.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler with today's tip of the day. Home fires can strike at any time. Each year, nearly 390,000 home fires in the U.S. result in death, injury, and property damage. As with anything, the best defense is a good offense. Planning, prevention, and practice are key. First, meet with everyone in the home and plan different escape routes. Try to visualize the fire from every room in your home and feel your way out. Close your eyes and try to find the exit. Thick smoke is not only deadly, but makes it difficult to breathe and to see. Stay low and practice finding the exit, identifying markers or touch points that can be landmarks along the escape route when it's hard to see. Also remind family members that in case of fire, get out first and call 911 from a neighbor's home. Most importantly, don't forget to regularly test smoke alarms to be sure they're working correctly. In case of a home fire, your dreams don't have to go up in smoke. Be prepared. I'm Tom Kreitler, and that's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
Better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Pick up the phone and give us a call with your home improvement question at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
So, Leslie, I think that the audience often thinks that absolutely nothing goes wrong with our homes, so I want to prove them to be absolutely wrong in that respect. We had a plumbing emergency. Well, I wouldn't say it's an emergency. It could have been, but it was an inconvenience. You know, I've got these American Standard Champion toilets in my house, which I love because the darn things just don't clog. With my big family, that's saying a lot. But the flush valve actually started to leak, and it was running. And, you know, in true form, I figure, oh, it's just the seal. It's just the gasket. I'll just fix that lickety-split. I happen to have extras because I'm always prepared, right? So I go to take it apart, and the entire flush valve structure just basically comes apart in my hand because it was just more than a crack or whatever. And I'm like, uh-oh, turned a small problem into a much bigger problem, making it worse. It's not the kind of part you can go to the home center and pick up. Thankfully, Amazon, when you order your flush valves on Sunday, delivers them on Monday. It's amazing.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So in the meantime, to stop the toilet from running, I jury-rigged this shoelace and paperclip to hold the flush valve in the closed position, and I hung it up to the towel bar, and I instructed my wife and my daughter how to operate the toilet for that evening.
Oh, my goodness.
So they were able to use it for the night and not have it run all night long. But, yeah, it happens, and, you know, we get these emergencies, and we have to fix our stuff, too. So there.
Well, now that we're in the midst of winter, having a solid, dependable heating system really is critical. But if your furnace is shot, or maybe you're thinking of upgrading to a more efficient model, a new furnace should never be an impulse buy. You know, too often that's exactly what happens, especially if your furnace gives out in the middle of winter. So, Tom, let's talk through some things that you should be thinking about now so we're able to make a smart plan. Now, first of all, if a broken furnace, is it ever worth repairing, or do you think it's just better to replace it? How do you know where to sort of stop and start with that?
You know, like a lot of appliances in your house, it really comes down to the cost of the repair and the age of the appliance and the risk of future failure. When you're talking about a furnace, okay, and just to kind of set the stage, everybody calls their heating system, hey, what's that thing called that heats your house? It's a furnace. Well, it's a furnace if it burns hot air, right? So we're talking about if you have forced air systems, that's a furnace. If you have radiators, that's a boiler. So we're not talking about that. But with the furnaces, the core element of that makes it work and safe and is almost impossible to replace is something called the heat exchanger. It's a big internal part. And if that cracks, it's unsafe to use. It has to be replaced right away. So something catastrophic like that, you definitely have to fix it. Now, if it was something like, let's say, the blower went, right? The blower could be, I don't know, say a $500 repair. If I got a 20-something-year-old furnace, I'm not going to replace that blower and spend $500 on it because I know that no sooner do I do that, a month later, the heat exchanger might crack, and then I kind of wasted my $500. So it really is a question of how old is it based on how long we expect it to last, which is, you know, 2025 with the heating system, and what the cost is. And you just kind of make the call from there.
Now, what if you're really just thinking about, oh, I should replace my heating system because I want to save some energy? How do you kind of determine when that decision makes sense and really how much of a benefit you're going to get from it?
You know, I think the key is this. How long are you going to live in that house? I had a friend of mine call me the other day, and she wanted some advice on whether she'd paint her vinyl siding or replace the siding. And I said, well, is this your life house or not? In other words, are you going to be here for the duration of whatever decision we make right now? Because that's the key, right? If this is something that's like you're going to sell this house in a year or two and move on, you can make a decision based on a whole different set of facts. But if you're going to be there for the next 20 years, that's going to sway you towards maybe spending a little more money now because you'll have more time to get it back. And I think the same thing applies to a heating system. You know, if you're going to be there for the life of that system and it's going to cost more for a higher efficiency system, I'm going to buy the higher efficiency system. You know, we have what definitely is the life house here. And I talked about this on the show the other week. I got three estimates. One was twice as much as the other two. So that guy got tossed out. But, you know, that's a big improvement. It's a $7,000-$8,000 update, but we're going to be here for a while. So we're cool with that. And in that case, it was an easy decision.
Now, I bet there's so many different things that you need to be considering when you are in the market for that new furnace. What should you be looking at exactly to know that it's the right thing?
Well, you have to try to cut through the marketing speak and look at the energy standards. And what one rating you should be considering is the AFUE rating, which is the annual fuel utilization efficiency. A fancy way of saying, how efficient is this system? How much money is it going to save me, right? The minimum AFUE in the U.S. is about 80% now, but it comes up to 97, 98%. But the higher it is, the more expensive they are. And if you're going to be in a house longer, that means you have more time to kind of have that make sense. So if it's a short-term situation, maybe you don't need a high efficiency because you will never, ever make up the difference in the increased cost. But if you're there for the long term, you certainly would.
Now, what about if you're in the market for the new furnace? Should you also potentially consider a different fuel source at this time, or is that just way too large of an undertaking?
Yeah, great question. I mean, the only reason you might want to consider a fuel source change is if you're on, say you're on oil and you have an underground oil tank and you've been just looking for a good reason to get rid of it. This is a great reason to get rid of it and switch to gas. I mean, we did that. But in terms of other switches, it generally doesn't make sense to change fuel. Certainly, you would never change if you had natural gas. That's the most efficient. Now, if you have electric and there's an opportunity to bring in natural gas, that's something I would definitely consider as well. If you can get a more efficient, less expensive fuel, it's smarter to make that change, but not just for the sense of making a change. There's got to be an economic benefit to it.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call anytime, 24/7 at 888-MONEY-PIT. We'd love to give you a hand. Up next, would you rather have the smell of a fresh Christmas tree or the ease of setting up and taking down an artificial one? Well, if a fake tree is for you, we're going to tell you about some cool new options next.
If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about a dollar a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867 for a free, no obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models of washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now. That's 800-917-3867. For about a dollar a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair bills. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867. You finally decided to learn how to ice skate, so you ordered the essentials every ice skater needs, a pair of blades, a new helmet, and a good set of knee pads. And you used your Bank of America Cash Rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping. Rewards that you put towards the cost of an essential piece of post-skating recovery, a heating pad. Visit bankofamerica.com/more rewarding to apply now. Copyright 2020 Bank of America Corporation. Caseta by Lutron is the smart light switch that I never knew you needed, but now we can't live without it. You know, a lot of people think you need smart bulbs to get smart lighting, but there is a smarter way. Caseta's smart dimmers and switches replace the switch in your wall, making all the lights that switch controls act smart.
Now, you might be thinking, bulb or switch, what's the difference? Well, it's a huge difference because think about all the places in your house where one switch controls multiple bulbs. Now, do you want to buy 3, 4, maybe even more smart bulbs or one smart switch? And you can even use a voice assistant to dim the lights or to turn them on or off if your hands are full or you just don't want to get off the couch.
Caseta by Lutron is easy to install, and I love that they offer 24/7 support if you've got questions. So get smart lighting the smart way with Caseta by Lutron smart switches. Learn more about Caseta at lutron.com/moneypit. That's lutron.com/moneypit. Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT. Let us know what you are working on so we can give you a hand. Hey, guys, do you ever feel like your home is actually a money pit? Listen, we get it, but it's all about the perspective. You know, for us, a money pit isn't a disaster. It's the home we love.
That's right. So whether you're dealing with a repair, you're dreaming about a reno, you can consider us your coach, your helper, your assistant, your home improvement therapist. If we're trying to maybe make some decisions here and the spouses don't quite agree, for all things when it comes to decor or fix-up, you can find all that on the Money Pit podcast. So download it today at moneypit.com/podcast.
Cindy in Illinois is on the line with a basement question. What's going on?
I've lived in my home for over 40 years and had no trouble with water in the basement. And then about 3 years ago, we had a terrible drought here. And it seems like ever since then, if we get a hard rain, I end up with water coming up through the floor of the basement.
So the reason you're getting water that comes up through the floor of the basement in hard rain is because there's some defect in your drainage conditions outside the house. So you need to start by looking at the roof and making sure your gutter system is clean and making sure the downspouts are extended away from the house. It should be out 3 or 4 feet. If that's all in good shape, then I would take a look at the angle of the dirt around the house, the grade. If it's really flat or if there's an area where it's tilting in or you're getting neighboring water from runoff from a different lot or something of that nature, you've got to regrade to keep the water away from the house. The only way it's getting down there is it's coming from the top and pushing under. It's not a rising water table because that takes months to happen. If it's reactive to the rain, then it's a problem with drainage, Cindy. So you need to look carefully in that area, and I'm certain you'll find the cause of it and be able to stop it. All right, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, for many families, Christmas trees are the beautiful centerpiece of their holiday decor. But live trees, let's face it, they can be a ton of work. And that's one reason lots of people are taking a second look at artificial trees. You know, because these fake trees today, they look more like the real thing. Sometimes then the real thing, I think. They're better built, and they offer a lot of different options like built-in lighting, so you can get to hanging the ornaments a heck of a lot faster.
Yeah, but you know what? There are so many styles and options available for those artificial Christmas trees that finding the perfect one for your family can really be overwhelming. So to help you make sure that you're making the right choice, here's what you really need to know. Now, first of all, you've got to decide on the type of tree. Now, artificial trees can look like they've been plucked fresh from the forest, dusted with new snow. I mean, there's really lots of types out there, but let's talk about the four main ones. Fir, pine, spruce, or phlox. Now, the fir trees are going to have a bushy, full appearance, and that's going to make them a great choice if you want to go light on ornaments because they're going to be so full, they're not going to look bare even when they're just sparsely decorated. Now, a pine tree does have that classic needle construction. It's going to provide plenty of room for all of your favorite ornaments. There's also spruce. Now, artificial spruce trees have a more traditional shape and style, and that's perfect if you've got a lot of ornaments. And then phlox trees. Now, the branches of a phlox artificial tree are treated to look like they've just been dusted with snow. And, I mean, it could be a variety of levels of snow. It could look like, you know, just a light dusting to a heavy snowfall. So, I mean, it really can give you that beautiful winter wonderland effect indoors. But they are kind of dusty. I always feel like when we have phlox trees at work, they're kind of a mess.
Yeah. Now let's talk about lighting. Here's where some of the biggest advances in artificial Christmas trees have happened. There are a lot of really durable built-in lighting options that are definitely more reliable than light strings, which always seem to fail when they worked perfectly the year before. Have you ever noticed that? Now, most of the lights today are LEDs, so they are cool to the touch. Certainly a majorly reduced fire hazard, and they have a longer life than traditional bulbs, and they use a heck of a lot less energy. Plus, there's a lot of color-changing options, so you can set your tree on white or multicolor lights, switch it back and forth, come up with your perfect festive look, and some of them can't even be controlled with a remote or an app because, let's face it, everything has an app these days, right?
It really does. And you know what I think the best part of going with a fake tree is, Tom?
Yeah, no needles, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I hate cleaning up those needles. I think it's something you end up doing until the next Christmas, right?
Pretty much. You turn that rug over and suddenly there's just like an abundance of needles. You're like, where did these come from? Charles in Arkansas is on the line and needs some help putting in a door. What can we do for you?
Got an old door I'm replacing on the front of my house. It's an exterior door. And it's I bought a oak door, solid door, to replace it. I did not measure for the hinges when I bought the door. I just measured for the doorknob, and I don't know how to cut those grooves for the hinges, those 4-inch hinges that go on the door.
So we know the door fits into the jambs, it fits into the opening. We just need to figure out how to get it hinged. Is that correct?
I just need to know how to cut the door for the hinges.
But the door does fit the opening right now, so you have an existing opening that can fit into it.
Well, yes. It's a matter of fact, you know, you ask for an 84-inch door, you're going to get about an 83 or 82.5-inch door. So it's adequate on size. It's just a matter of the cutting of the hinges.
Okay. So it's really just a case here of being very accurate in how you lay this out. So you have to remember that when you set the door in the opening, you need about a quarter inch of space above the door just to allow for expansion and contraction and adjusting the door. So what you want to do is measure down from the top of the door and measure up from the bottom of the door to your first hinge position. I would put those maybe 8 or 10 inches down from the top and equidistant up from the bottom, and then the third one right in between. And remember that what you want to do is you can take that door, set it on its side, you can lay the hinge right over it where it's going to be attached, and you can draw an outline of that hinge onto the door. And then with a really sharp chisel, you're essentially going to notch out the thickness of the hinge material itself, which is really something in the order of a 16th of an inch or so of material that will come off of that, so that when the hinge is on the door, it lays completely flat. The idea here is that the hinges don't really take up any space. And now, once you have those set on the door, you're going to put the exact same locations. You're going to notch them out into the jamb in much the same way. You just got to be really accurate with your measurements to make sure they line up properly. You know, another way to do this is to put them in the jamb first, set the door in place, kind of shim it up, get it exactly where you want, then transfer the marks over. Either way, the alignment is key. And once you do that, when you're ready to put it all together, the trick of the trade is when you start to drive the screws in that hold the hinge plates on, don't drive them all the way home. Leave them a little bit loose so you have some slop in that hinge. It'll make it a lot easier for you to get it all back together. And then you can tighten them up once the hinge pins are in place.
That's what I'm going to find out.
All right, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call and let us know what you are working on this holiday season. We're standing by to help you with whatever home repair or home improvement question you've got going on over there. Give us a call 24/7 at 888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up, are you trying to figure out what those pipes thumping noises are? Well, we're going to have the answer and the solution when the Money Pit continues.
You live in a money pit.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
Hello there. My name is Maddox, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun. We play sports and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the very best versions of themselves. Visit beascout.org, and you'll be able to find a pack near you, get your questions answered, and sign up online.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on matchingdonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. Matchingdonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to matchingdonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's matchingdonors.com.
It is presented by QuickCrete Fast-Setting Concrete Mix in the red bag. Make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. QuickCrete Fast-Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
What are you working on? If it's your house, you're in exactly the right place. If you're even thinking about fixing up your house, your apartment, your condo, your co-op, we would love to help you get those projects done. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions to moneypit.com.
All right, we got a question here from Roy. Now, Roy writes, I recently bought a ranch-style house built in the 60s, and I'd like to insulate the exterior walls. Is blown-in insulation a good option?
You know, Leslie, I think people hyper-focus on one part of the project when they really should be looking at the whole thing. So in the case of insulation, you know, the first thing that Roy should be looking at is the ceiling, right? The attic floor, so to speak. That attic insulation is most important because, as we all know, heat rises. So if I've got an older house, the first place I'm going to look to beef up my insulation is the attic, and I'm going to be looking to add maybe 15 to 20 inches in that space. Now, the second place I might look to add insulation, again, is not the walls, it's the floor, right? No one loves to step out of the bedroom onto a cold floor, right? So you want to make sure the floor is nice and warm, and so you want to beef up the floor insulation by making sure the floor joists are filled solidly with, again, fiberglass insulation or another insulation of your choice. And then if those two things are done, we could talk about the walls. Now, a house that was built in the 60s probably has some insulation in it. So how much more can we get in? I don't know. I mean, maybe a little, maybe a lot. But the place to start might be by having an insulation contractor take some photos of the exterior house using an infrared camera. An infrared camera can actually detect cold spots in the walls and other places, and you'll get a sense as to how much of a void you have of insulation there. Now, if it turns out you need a significant amount of insulation, then perhaps you could go ahead with a blown-in product like compressed cellulose. But if not, you might just find that doing the attic insulation and floor insulation is enough, because that's where you're going to get the most heat loss and also pick up the most comfort.
Yeah, and I mean, it's amazing how you're going to notice a difference with those little changes. So I would start gradually and see how much of an effect you're having. All right, next up, we've got a post here from Jessica. And Jessica writes, why are my plumbing pipes in the wall making a knocking sound after I turn on the hot water in the bathtub?
You know the answer to that one. Water hammer, right? I mean, that water is flying down the pipes, and then you turn off the faucet. And what happens to all of that force of the water? Well, it doesn't want to stop, so it moves forward, and if the pipe is loosely connected to the framing, it's going to bang. And the one thing about copper is, boy, it transmits sound really, really well.
Yeah, it sure does.
You know, so what you need to do here is basically, first of all, more snugly attach those pipes to the walls if it's possible. If this is in a crawl space or a basement or a place where you have access to the plumbing, you may need to add some additional clips to hold those pipes in nice and tight. And if that doesn't eliminate it or you can't get to it, there is a plumbing device called a water hammer arrestor, sort of like a shock absorber for water. It goes at the end of the run, and it absorbs that force of the water running through the pipe, and therefore that doesn't let the pipe shake as much and make all of that noise. The good news is it rarely causes any problems, so it's really more of an annoyance than anything else.
Yeah, and I mean, it really isn't a terrible fix, so it's not that big of a deal, and it's going to give you so much more peace of mind and, you know, quiet.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Hey, thank you so much for spending this part of your day with us. We hope you've picked up a few tips and ideas on how you can make your home more comfortable, more efficient, more beautiful. Remember, you can reach us 24/7 anytime by posting your questions at MoneyPit.com or head on over to our Facebook page at Facebook.com/TheMoneyPit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrom. COVID-19 shots have started to be administered around the country, so when do you get yours? Rita Foley asked that same question.
The Today Show asked Dr. Anthony Fauci.
The normal man and woman in the street who has no underlying condition. That likely will be somewhere March-ish. I said March, April, February, March. It's going to be a close call on that.
The light at the end of the tunnel, he says, is going to get brighter and brighter. But he reminds us.
We still are in a serious situation, which tells us that as we are proceeding with the rollout of the vaccine, we absolutely have to adhere to the public health measures that we're talking about all the time.
Like wearing a mask and keeping your distance.
A battle over emergency Federal Reserve powers, frustrating efforts to lock down an agreement on a nearly trillion-dollar COVID-19 relief package. House action appears unlikely this weekend. The Trump administration is accusing Russia of carrying out a massive cyber attack against government and private sector computer networks.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says Russia was pretty clearly behind the grave cyber attack against the U.S. He's the first administration official to publicly tie the Kremlin to the widespread intrusion. Russia has said it had nothing to do with the hacking, and President Trump complained on Twitter that news organizations suspected Moscow. But Pompeo tells talk show host Mark Levin this was a very significant effort, and the U.S. believes Moscow was responsible. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Overseas, Bosnia's ethnically divided southern city of Mostar is holding its first local election in 12 years. The Sunday's vote ends a political stalemate between two nationalist parties representing ethnic groups that have prevented Mostar's citizens from democratically electing their local legislators. Only a lawsuit in Europe's Human Rights Court forced politicians to hold the vote. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson cancelling Christmas gatherings and closing non-essential shops in London and much of southern England in an effort to slow the spread of COVID infections.
Johnson says that the capital and other areas in southern England are currently under Tier 3, the highest level of coronavirus restrictions. We'll move to an even stricter new Tier 4 that requires non-essential shops, hairdressers and indoor leisure venues to close. Johnson also says that a planned 5-day easing of socializing rules for Christmas will be cancelled for Tier 4 areas. No mixing of households will be allowed except for under very limited conditions outside in public places. Zaria Shakili, London.
NATO officials in Afghanistan say 5 rockets were fired at a major U.S. base. However, no casualties were reported. The spokeswoman for the governor in northern Parwan province said the rockets hit Bagram airfield. News and analysis at townhall.com. Google's being sued by 10 states.
The search giant is accused of anti-competitive conduct in the online advertising industry, including a deal to manipulate sales with rival Facebook. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton says Google is using its monopolistic power to control the pricing on online advertisements, fixing the market in its favor, and eliminating the competition. Google calls the suit without merit. Jason Walker reporting.
A Maryland police officer was assaulted at a fast food restaurant. Montgomery County police say the officer was waiting in line to order a meal when his assailant came up to the restaurant, walked up to the officer, and punched him in the face twice without provocation. The department says the 21-year-old assailant was arrested, charged with second-degree assault and resisting arrest. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 7 with the Sue McClain News Hour. I'll have your up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by free fire radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal to riding roots, pop culture, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune into Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com.
It's everyone's worst nightmare, fire. And the USA has the second highest fire death rate in the industrialized world.
So what can you do to prevent house fires?
Well, to keep your family safe, read Fight Fires at Home with these tips. When you hit MoneyPit.com, just click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair question, give us a call right now. 888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974.
The Money Pit is presented by Aero Fasteners, Bank of America, Simple Green, and First Alert. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Tis the season, people. It's the season for getting your house warm and comfortable and friendly and fun so that when your 10 best friends or family members come over, because that's all you're allowed to have these days, you can have a nice space for them to enjoy your home, your bubble. I mean, that's really what our homes are these days. They're our bubbles. We're spending so much time in our homes, and we need to improve them to make sure that we continue to enjoy them. That includes adding a lot of space and making them nicer to look at. So whatever project in that area you would like to take on, let us know. We are here to help. If you've got a project you're planning for the new year, give us a call at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Whatever is on your to-do list, swing it on over to ours by getting in touch with us at MoneyPit.com.
Coming up on today's show, you know, one of the things that this is the season for, which I think most folks don't know, is that this is actually the fire season. You know, there are more smoke and carbon monoxide incidents in these next couple of months than any other time in the year. So we thought it was a good time to highlight some new smart home technology that's available in smoke and CO detectors to keep you safe.
And are you getting ready to refresh your home with some new decor? Maybe you're not sure if your budget is ready to handle that hit. We're going to share five ways to save lots of money decorating your home sweet home in today's smart spending tip just ahead.
And did you know that according to the CDC guidelines, many of us are just not cleaning and disinfecting our homes in the right way? We're going to share a simple tip that can help make sure you're getting rid of both bacteria and viruses on all the hard surfaces in your house.
And we're giving away one of our favorite tools that can tackle a ton of different projects. It's the Arrow GT300 Glue Gun. It is super well designed, really easy to use, and we've got one to give away.
All you need to do is to reach out with your DIY or home decor question. We'll toss your name in the Money Pit hard hat, and we might be sending you that very fun new glue gun. So give us a call right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions to MoneyPit.com.
Cheryl in Texas, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you?
I have some countertops that are plywood. I just purchased a house recently, and I'm planning to do a total remodel in about a year. But right now the countertops are plywood, and so I wanted an idea to put on the countertop so that I don't have water damage to the plywood, and plus something that looks nice, and I was wondering if you might have an idea.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of different options, of course, at a variety of price points, and if you're looking for something that's just going to be temporary but still stylish and functional, you know, probably your quickest and most DIY and affordable option could be tile. Now, that's going to be something that you could easily do on your own, and there's a lot of different choices to keep you within a variety of price points. And that generally can look really, really great. The other options are laminate countertops, which you can get pre-cut at the local home center, and that just depends on how much of a run you need and how much actual cutting to fit to size that you have to get. But those are probably going to be your two most affordable. I think with tile, it really gives you an opportunity to make it really stylish and your own and something that you can feel proud of doing yourself and last you through the long haul until you're ready to do a major remodel.
Okay. And what do you usually adhere the tile with? I'm not really much of a DIY person, but I think I could do it, but I was just kind of curious with the water, what adheres that tile and keeps that countertop protected.
So there's two options. There's a tile mastic, which is sort of like a glue that you trowel onto the plywood and you stick the tiles onto that. And then there's like a tile mat. It's like a two-sided adhesive mat that you glue that down to the wood surface in your case. Then you peel off a backing and you can stick the tiles right on top of that. So there's a couple of ways to do that. If you can find the mat, what's interesting about that is you can grout right away. If you use the mastic, you've got to let it dry overnight, and then you can grout.
Okay. I like those ideas. Okay. Thank you so much.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Mike in Pennsylvania is on the line with a flooring question. How can we help you today?
My kitchen floor is vinyl with a couple of dings in it where things have been dropped over the years. So it's broken the outer seal, and the black is showing through the underlayment or whatever. So a couple of options. And I've had experience with sticky back tiles on the laundry room concrete floor. I've also put ceramic tile down in a foyer with the cement board and so forth. And what I'm thinking, in my kitchen, if I went with the ceramic, then I've got a problem with putting the cement board down plus the ceramic tile, and I'd have to cut some doors. My question is, take the easy way out. Would sticky back tiles work over a vinyl floor?
I think probably not too well. I've got another option for you. Have you considered laminate flooring? Are you familiar with it?
Yeah.
So laminate flooring is perfect for this situation because you can lay it down right over the old vinyl, or you could pull the vinyl up if you choose to. It doesn't have to be glued down. The boards simply lock together. The tongue and the groove joint of the laminate boards, whether they're strips or whether they're square planks, will lock together. And then essentially it will just sit on top of that floor. You leave about a quarter of an inch space between the edge of the laminate and the floor. You can use a piece of shoe molding to cover that between the baseboard molding and the laminate itself. And it doesn't take up a lot of room, not as much room as putting down, you know, you mentioned the backer board and the tile and so on. It's only going to take up about a quarter of an inch or so. Now, I've had laminate floor in my kitchen for almost 20 years, and you can hardly see anywhere on tear at all. You'd be hard-pressed to find any worn areas. It's really incredibly durable stuff.
So there's no grout or anything. They just interlock, basically, like a tongue and groove, right?
No. And the thing is, you could find laminates that look like stone tile. You can find them that look like ceramic tile or marble. And you can find them that look like hardwood floor. They're absolutely beautiful, and they're super durable. So I think that's the best solution for your situation. Mike, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call anytime, 24/7. We're standing by this holiday season. Want to help you out with whatever it is you are working on to keep your bubble safe. Give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT.
888-666-3974. Just ahead, the fire season has begun. We're going to share tips on a new wireless smart smoke detector that can detect both smoke or carbon monoxide and alert the entire house to keep you guys safe. It's all coming up after this.
You live in a money pit.
If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867. They'll provide a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now at 800-917-3867. For about $1 a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair costs. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867.
Caseta by Lutron is the smart light switch that I never knew you needed, but now we can't live without it. You know, a lot of people think you need smart bulbs to get smart lighting, but there is a smarter way. Caseta's smart dimmers and switches replace the switch in your wall, making all the lights that switch controls act smart.
Now, you might be thinking, bulb or switch, what's the difference? Well, it's a huge difference because think about all the places in your house where one switch controls multiple bulbs. Now, do you want to buy 3, 4, maybe even more smart bulbs or one smart switch? And you can even use a voice assistant to dim the lights or to turn them on or off if your hands are full or you just don't want to get off the couch.
Caseta by Lutron is easy to install, and I love that they offer 24/7 support if you've got questions. So get smart lighting the smart way with Caseta by Lutron smart switches. Learn more about Caseta at lutron.com/moneypit. That's lutron.com/moneypit. You finally decided to learn how to ice skate, so you ordered the essentials every ice skater needs. A pair of blades, a new helmet, and a good set of knee pads. And you used your Bank of America Cash Rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping. Rewards that you put towards the cost of an essential piece of post-skating recovery, a heating pad. Visit bankofamerica.com/morerewarding to apply now. Copyright 2020 Bank of America Corporation. Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Give us a call anytime. Let us know what you are working on. We're always standing by at 888-MONEY-PIT. You know, taking care of your home, guys, it's a combination of a lot of things, like love and pride and heart-stopping fear. But when you join us on the Money Pit podcast, we promise to help you plan, save you money, and spare you from a ton of snafus.
You can join us for new episodes every Monday and Thursday at moneypit.com/podcast. That's moneypit.com/podcast.
Well, no matter when you listen to the Money Pit, you can always get in on some fun giveaways. And today is no exception. We're giving away the Arrow GT300 glue gun.
Yeah, we love it because it heats up super fast. It's drip resistant, so in my case, that means I'm going to have fewer burns on my fingers.
Very true, very true.
It's large, so it fits in your hand nicer, so it doesn't make your hand kind of ache when you're trying to squeeze out the glue. In fact, I was binge-watching with my daughter, who came home from college and loves these shows, the Making It show.
I love that show.
And guess what I saw in the Making It show? Everybody was using the Arrow GT300.
It really is a good one.
They do a lot of gluing on that show. It's the Amy Poehler and Nick Offerman show, and those two are just so funny together. But it was cool to see them, everyone using those tools. It's worth $49, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's really a great prize. Worth that $49 and then some. And it's going to go out to one listener who's totally drawn at random. If you'd like to win it, you got to be in it, guys. So give us a call at 888-MONEYPIT. Post your question at moneypit.com. Whatever it is, reach out to us so we can help you get great tools and, of course, give you a hand. And in Missouri, you've got the Money Pit. What can we do for you tonight?
I bought a modular home that sits on the foundation, and the people that lived in it before we did had it kind of fixed up like a living area. Well, when we bought it, we decutted the whole thing and noticed that while we were decutting it, when the rain came, it would flood. So we dug out around the basement, but we left an awning on the top part of my mother-in-law's house and got it all finished. And the last couple of years, when it rains, water comes in and my whole flooring, my beautiful flooring, is just welted up and ruined.
So is this flooring, you mentioned that you dug around the foundation. Not quite sure why you did that, because it probably wasn't necessary. But is the water coming into a lower level, like a basement level, or is the water coming in around this roof, this awning roof?
I'm not sure. I thought it was coming around the basement, so I pulled it out, tarred the whole thing except for that area. And it doesn't leak anywhere else but that area where the awning's at now. Mm-hmm. And I noticed that there was a crack between the house and the actual concrete of the awning.
When you say crack, you mean between the roof where the awning attaches, or do you mean at the foundation level?
At the foundation level.
Okay, yeah, that's called rotation. What happens is those concrete stoops pull away from the walls and they rotate. Look. If this is caused by water infiltration, if this water infiltration is caused by basement leakage or foundation leakage, you're not going to seal your house well enough to stop that from happening, no matter how much tar you put on the foundation. So what I want you to do is to go to our website at moneypit.com, and on the homepage there's an article about how to stop a basement from leaking that walks you through this step by step. But conceptually, what you're going to do is regrade the foundation perimeter to make sure all that soil that you took out is tamped now well and packed in nice and tight around the foundation. We want it to slope down about 6 inches over 4 feet. And secondly, we want to know that you have gutters on the house. They're clean, they're free-flowing, and the downspouts are discharging out 4 to 6 feet, not inches, feet, away from the foundation. If you keep the water from the roof and the natural rainfall away from that foundation, you won't get any leakage into that area. It's just not going to happen. So do that first and see if the leaks continue. If they continue, then we got to look for another source. But I want you to get the most obvious one out of the way first. And thanks for calling 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, home fire and carbon monoxide incidents spike during the colder winter months, which makes now a really great time to update your smoke and carbon monoxide detectors.
Yep, and there's now a brand new one out from First Alert you should definitely know about. It's the First Alert Connected Safety 2-in-1 Smoke and Carbon Monoxide Alarm. It's got a lot of great features, and the first one that I think is so cool is that it's both compatible with Ring and Z-Wave. That means if you have a Ring security system or anything that's Z-Wave compatible, which is like every smart home system out there, this will integrate with it, and it will give you an early warning of either a fire or a carbon monoxide emergency.
Yeah, it's wireless and battery operated, and it's great for older homes as it doesn't require any rewiring to install it. Now, the alarm features state-of-the-art 2-in-1 protection to help protect against the threats of both smoke and carbon monoxide.
And I also learned that these alarms are interconnected, and what that means in smoke detector speak is if one goes off, they all go off. So no matter where you are in the house, you're going to hear this detector. It's also very affordable. You'll find it in retailers nationwide, including Amazon and Lowe's, for $49.99. So under $50, a really smart home investment.
Doug in Oregon's on the line with a question about drywall. What is going on at your money pit?
I had a flood in my home, wiped out the whole inside. Get to the point where the sheetrock goes on. They came in, put sheetrock in. Now I have a crack in one wall, in the ceiling, in the living room, and in the kitchen. And they're telling me I have structural problems.
Who's selling you that, Doug?
the contractor, sheetrock company, but I had the house inspected to have it refinanced, and we do not have a structural problem.
So the drywall company, in an effort to get out of having to fix this crack, has basically told you that you have structural problems, and therefore it's not their responsibility to fix it? Is that kind of where we're going with this?
That's correct.
Yeah, sounds like it. Listen, if you get structural problems, that would have been picked up probably before the drywall was added. And I don't buy it. It's more likely that the drywall seams have to be replaced. Now, the cracks that are forming there, you know, they probably need to be done in a different way. So, for example, if you get a drywall crack because you've got walls that are expanding and contracting, it's frequent that what you want to do is lightly sand that and then use a fiberglass tape on top of that cracked area, not the paper tape, because the paper tape is not very tolerant to that kind of movement, but the fiberglass tape is. It's sort of like a mesh tape where the spackle actually presses right through it. Are you seeing any other evidence of structural movement in your house except for these drywall cracks?
Not at all. In fact, the house is in Lake Havasu City, Arizona, and the house was built on a slab. When they came in, demolition house or whatever, they filled up the laminated floor in three bedrooms, and there was no cracks in the floors or anything.
Yeah. It's unlikely that you've got a structural problem. I think this sounds much more like a workmanship issue, Doug, and I encourage you to go back and get those guys to make a service call and fix it up. They're going to cause you a lot more aggravation by chasing a possible structural issue, because if I thought that was the case, I'd tell you to hire a professional home inspector or engineer, and then you're going to be into hundreds of dollars of inspection fees just because these guys are being a bit lazy about going back and fixing the crack.
Well, they won't come back. I've even offered to pick them up, bring them to my house, take them back to a shop, pay for a cab to come out, pay for a cab taking them back.
Well, that's even more evidence that they don't know what they're talking about. I guess you've always got options to pursue them in small claims court, but frankly, to repair those cracks, it probably wouldn't be worth it. You might just want to go to a website like homeadvisor.com and find a pro that's been highly referred by folks in your area and maybe just get them to do the repair for you.
Yeah, just rather than going through an attorney or whatever, I'd probably money's ahead just to go ahead
probably.
And have
repairs. That's the sad truth of a small project like that.
Well, it was a big project. I mean, they did walls, ceilings, everything. The house is actually gutted.
Well, listen, I mean, all you can do is really pass on the information about the fact that these guys weren't very professional.
Right.
You know, by way of a review, either online or on a site like Home Advisor, for example. Pass it on and protect other folks from making the same mistake.
Now, if I do take them to small claims court, I'm going to have some kind of an evidence or whatever I'm going to be needing. So I need to have somebody come in there and actually inspect it.
Yeah, you probably are, and you may have to have them in testify for you. But the thing is, I wouldn't go through all that until maybe you make I shouldn't be giving you legal advice, but you know, I would take pictures of it. I would bring it to court. And if the judge decides that you need to have an expert, then you just ask for a continuance to get that done. But maybe just taking the pictures in, they may not even show up and you get a judgment against them.
Yes, that's true, too. Well, I appreciate everything you've had to say.
Yeah, all right. Well, I hope that helps. Sorry that happened to you, Doug.
Jennifer in Missouri, you've got the Money Pit. What can we do for you today?
I have a rental house that is a basement home. And it has a concrete patio that is rather large, probably around 12 feet long by 8 foot wide. The house has been built several years ago, and over the course of time, the concrete patio has gotten pitted. It looks like from the use of rock salt to melt the ice and snow off of it. And I didn't know, just because of the size of the patio, I'm guessing it's going to be pretty costly to replace it. I didn't know if I had any other options.
Yeah, you do. And this is a perfect scenario for this. Quikrete makes a product called Concrete Resurfacer, and it's specifically designed for scenarios like this. You can apply this resurfacer to the entire slab, and it's designed to stick to it and fill in those pock marks and those little gaps, and it will give it a whole new look. It'll look like a brand new slab, but it will resurface it completely.
Wow, that's great. What is it called?
It's made by Quikrete, and it's called a concrete resurfacer. It's basically a blend of Portland cement and sand and polymers, and the polymers and the other additives basically set it up so it can stick to the original concrete. There is a preparation. You have to pressure wash it first to get it nice and clean. But once you apply this, you can basically squeegee it or trowel it on, and you can use a brush finish so it gets that nice sort of slip-resistant finish when you're all done.
That's great news. I didn't realize there was anything like that, so thank you.
Specifically designed for this project. All right, well, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Whatever it is you are working on this holiday season, let us give you a hand. Maybe you're getting ready to refresh your home with some new decor, and, well, maybe you're not so sure that your budget is ready to handle that hit. We're going to share 5 ways to save lots of money decorating your home sweet home in today's smart spending tip presented by Bank of America Cash Rewards Credit Card. Earn 3% cash back on online shopping next.
888-MONEY-PIT.
Kathleen, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun, we play sports, and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the best versions of themselves. Visit BeAScout.org to find a pack near you.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventor's information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are debt solutions for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours, free, when you call right now for your free debt review. When we learned about the debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that we have decided to give everyone that calls today a free debt review, absolutely free. That's right. Get your debt solution review absolutely free. Just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566 and get the free debt review everyone in debt should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 1-800-865-8566. Again, 1-800-865-8566.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventor's information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler with today's tip of the day. Home fires can strike at any time. Each year, nearly 390,000 home fires in the U.S. result in death, injury, and property damage. As with anything, the best defense is a good offense. Planning, prevention, and practice are key. First, meet with everyone in the home and plan different escape routes. Try to visualize the fire from every room in your home and feel your way out. Close your eyes and try to find the exit. Thick smoke is not only deadly, but makes it difficult to breathe and to see. Stay low and practice finding the exit, identifying markers or touch points that can be landmarks along the escape route when it's hard to see. Also remind family members that in case of fire, get out first and call 911 from a neighbor's home. Most importantly, don't forget to regularly test smoke alarms to be sure they're working correctly. In case of a home fire, your dreams don't have to go up in smoke. Be prepared. I'm Tom Kreitler, and that's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
Solutions live. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Pick up the phone and just call right now with your home improvement question at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Francis in Michigan's on the line with a wood-burning stove question. What are you working on?
Oh, I was just contemplating installing a wood burner in a three-season room with a couple of sliding glass doors, and it would go in the corner, so one of the walls has a couple windows, you know, part way up that are like awning windows. And then on the other wall, there'd be the stationary part of the sliding glass door, you know, in the corner. And I was thinking about maybe installing a wood burner in that corner. And I wondered if there's any restrictions as far as how far away from the glass you would have to put the stove.
Yeah, there's definite restrictions. Now, would that window be behind the stove or just kind of off the side of the stove?
Well, the stove would be in the corner sort of diagonally. The stove is actually not a very large wood burner. It's a Vermont casting one that I saw that, you know, it's longer than it is wide, and it would sit in the corner, so the long part would come out into the room, and then it would be diagonally against the corners.
Okay, so rule of thumb that you need 3 foot of clearance between any part of that stove and the wall on both sides. You can build in a heat shield, which is sort of a shield that stands away from the wall, and it creates sort of a convective loop where air moves behind it and keeps the wall cooler. Now, what I don't know is how this is going to impact your windows and your slider, because I really don't know exactly what the shape of the room is from your description. The other concern is I don't know if the slider has a vinyl frame. If it does, vinyl melts very readily when exposed to radiant heat, so you could melt some of the door of the frame. So I think you need to be really careful about the position of the stove. You need to follow the NFPA, the National Fire Protection Association, guidelines. So I would definitely get some advice from a professional on this that can actually see your physical setup and tell you how to accomplish this, because the rule of thumb is 3 feet. If you can keep 3 feet of space between the back of that stove and your slider or your window, I think you'll probably be okay, but I suspect that's going to really push it out in the room. Maybe you don't want to do that. So I think we have to figure out how we're going to meet the safety standards here without impacting the combustible parts of your house or the windows or the slider.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to just ask that question to you before I got too excited about doing the project, you know. And
you may be able to do it fine, but that's the issue. You start with 3 feet, and then you kind of work back from there depending on what kind of fire protection you can kind of build into it, Francis.
Consider the glass as the same as you would a regular wall.
Absolutely.
You know, and especially because of the vinyl frame around the window,
on the door.
I think ours is actually vinyl, so
Yeah, you know, one burning pattern I always used to see in the years I was a home inspector was vinyl siding that was burned or melted because the gas grill was too close to it or the charcoal grill was too close to it, and that radiant heat just reached across, you know, in some cases 5, 6, 7 feet and burned the siding, and you could see it all shrunk and melted. It has sort of a halo effect. So vinyl will melt pretty readily, and you definitely need to have the proper spacing there to make this work. Francis, thanks so much for calling us at 888. Money Pit.
Well, one of the most exciting things about owning a new home is decorating it. But if you're rushing to decorating, you start buying furniture, that can mean you're making choices that you might later regret. So instead, we think it's smart to have a plan. Right, Leslie? You got to have a plan.
Yeah, you know, there are ways that you can help make sure that you stick to a reasonable budget and then save some money. So first of all, spread out those expensive purchases. Now, if you're buying a number of high-ticket items like a couch and a bed, you don't have to get them all at once. Make a list of the pieces that you need to buy and then prioritize the order in which you purchase them. Also, think about avoiding trendy design choices that are most likely going to go out of style. So before you plunk down all your money on a really crazy patterned couch, think about whether or not you're going to like that in 5 years and if it's worth that spend. Also, splurge on your essentials. Now, classic pieces are definitely worth investing in. You can always cover the trends with inexpensive home accents. Also, you want to try decorating around a statement piece. You know, let one item really anchor the room, whether it's a piece of furniture, artwork, even a rug. You know, choosing something to be the focal point is a great idea, and then design around that piece. Also, you got a lot of stuff in your house already, guys, right? Look at it. Think about it. Repurpose what you already have. You know, you maybe you've got some leftover paint from an old project or accent pieces that can be refreshed. Maybe you can give your couch a new life by reupholstering it instead of buying a new one. This is all called upcycling, and it really is an excellent approach to maximizing your decorating dollars.
Yeah, great tip. Now, if you're moving into a new space, you usually have a lot of energy, a lot of decorating energy, and you want to make a lot of choices. Well, we recommend you just push the pause button and wait at least 2 or 3 months before making those big purchases. Why? Because one of two things is going to happen. Either you're going to get used to the old decor and shift some of your furnishings around and discover, hey, it's not so bad. Or the desire to decorate is going to increase. You're going to take on the project anyway. But by waiting, you'll have a much better idea of what you really want to spend that money on.
And that's today's smart spending tip presented by the Bank of America Cash Rewards Credit Card. We're all shopping for our essentials online these days. Get rewarded for it with the Bank of America Cash Rewards Credit Card. You can choose to earn 3% cash back on online shopping.
Visit bankofamerica.com/morerewarding to apply.
All right. Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Well, this is a very busy time of year usually. And of course, with the pandemic, we're sort of paring down what's happening this holiday season and spending a lot more time cleaning our homes. But according to the CDC, many of us aren't cleaning and disinfecting our homes the right way. We're going to share a simple tip that can help you make sure that you're getting rid of bacteria and viruses in your home next.
You live in a Money Pit.
Caseta by Lutron is the smart light switch that I never knew you needed, but now we can't live without it. You know, a lot of people think you need smart bulbs to get smart lighting, but there is a smarter way. Caseta's smart dimmers and switches replace the switch in your wall, making all the lights that switch controls act smart.
Now, you might be thinking, bulb or switch, what's the difference? Well, it's a huge difference because think about all the places in your house where one switch controls multiple bulbs. Now, do you want to buy 3, 4, maybe even more smart bulbs or one smart switch? And you can even use a voice assistant to dim the lights or to turn them on or off if your hands are full or you just don't want to get off the couch.
Caseta by Lutron is easy to install, and I love that they offer 24/7 support if you've got questions. So get smart lighting the smart way with Caseta by Lutron smart switches. Learn more about Caseta at lutron.com/moneypit. That's lutron.com/moneypit.
A remodeled basement not only adds a great bonus space for everyday life, but it can also increase the value of your home.
That's right, but some basements just never feel warm and comfortable because they're built below grade and have concrete floors.
DryCore is a great solution. It's a one-step subfloor system that goes on top of the concrete.
DryCore is specifically designed for basements. The panels create an air gap above the cold, damp, hard concrete to protect, insulate, and cushion your finished floors, creating a new living space as warm and comfortable as any other space in your home.
With DryCore's air gap between the finished floor and the concrete, moisture isn't trapped, and that helps protect against mold and mildew. The ready-to-use panels are easy to install, comfortable to walk on, and they work under engineered hardwood, laminate, carpet, vinyl, or ceramic tile, and they can even handle heavy gym equipment.
DryCore is available at select Home Depots, Lowe's, and Menards stores. Find a store and learn more at DryCore.com. That's DryCore.com.
If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867 for a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models of washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now. That's 800-917-3867. For about $1 a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair bills. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867. Homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call right now with your home improvement questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your question at moneypit.com.
Reach out to us with your home improvement question and we're going to give you the answer plus a chance to win tools to get that job done. Today we're giving away the Arrow GT300 glue gun to one listener drawn at random. Now, it's named the best glue gun in Popular Mechanics 2020 Tool Awards. It's high temp, heavy duty, super durable, and it really offers all of the precision necessary for both pro applications and DIY home repair and projects. It's going to heat up fast. We love that it's drip resistant, and it's really, you've got a control knob there so you can adjust how much glue is flowing out. So you're not going to waste any. You're not going to get burnt. You're not going to get glue all over the place. Super easy to use, a great easy to pull oversized trigger. Use it for anything from upholstery projects, home repair projects, all kinds of stuff you will reach for this glue gun for, I promise.
It's worth $49 going out to one listener drawn at random. If you'd like to win it, give us a call right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your question to moneypit.com.
Well, we're all doing our best to keep our homes clean and safe from viruses and bacteria these days, but did you know that germs can hide beneath dirt and grease on the surfaces where those disinfectants just can't reach them? Well, that's why the Center for Disease Control is reminding us that we need to clean before we disinfect.
Yeah, and here's why, and I think this is a great example. Imagine you're baking a cake, right? There's a good chance your kitchen counter is covered in residue from eggs and flour and sugar and sprinkles and all kinds of stuff. This can easily lead to salmonella contamination, which can make you pretty sick. Now, to eliminate the risk, it's important to clean the counter first with an all-purpose cleaner, like Simple Green, for example, to remove the visible dirt, and then you use the disinfectant to eliminate any lingering germs. Now, the same applies to greasy messes and, like, grease on the stove. You always want to clean to remove that grease first and then disinfect, because otherwise you could be leaving a layer of bacteria or a layer of viruses hiding under the grease that may never even come in contact with your disinfectant.
Yeah, now next, you want to remember that not all disinfectants are equal, so be sure that you're following the label directions for proper disinfecting procedures, especially when it comes to something called dwell time. Now, dwell time is the amount of time that a disinfectant has to stay on that surface in order to effectively kill those germs. And get this, it can be anywhere between 2 and 10 minutes. It's not just a quick spritz and you're done. It needs to sit there and do its job.
You know, I was talking with my friend Jeff, who runs Simple Green, and he made a great point. How many times have we gone into restaurants and the staff is getting the table sort of ready for you? What do they do? They spray it with a disinfectant, and then they instantly announce, "Your table is ready." and you are seated. But there is just no way the table is really safe at that moment. It has to go on wet and it has to sit there full time to kill anything that the previous diners left behind, let alone the fact that it should have been cleaned first. And that's why we use Simple Green around our house on the counters and the floors and stuff, because it does a really good job cleaning those surfaces and you can get a lot out of it. You know, it has a 1 to 30 dilution ratio so that, for example, if you're just doing light cleaning, 1 gallon of Simple Green basically gives you 30 gallons of cleaner, pretty much. Or if you're doing something that's really, really dirty, you can actually make it 1 to 10. So this way, you get the job done properly. You get all of the grease, all of that mess lifted first, and then you disinfect it. Plus, it occurs to me that these disinfectants are getting harder and harder to find these days, so that means you can use less of them because you did all the cleaning first, and even less than if you were trying to use a cleaner disinfectant, because those are getting hard to find. But if you just clean it first and you then just spritz on the disinfectant on top of that, you let it sit for the proper dwell time, you're pretty much good to go.
All right, guys, if you want some more tips, check out simplegreen.com. They've got several posts and videos on the topic to help you understand the best way to keep your family safe from all of these pathogens. Now we're going to chat with Diana in Arkansas, who's got a super old house that's acting a little strangely. What's going on?
My husband says that there is a main beam underneath this house that is broken, and it is allowing it to settle in my kitchen. My refrigerator is taking a definite list, and it's not too far from that beam. How would we go about raising this house or whatever and replacing that beam?
Okay, so if you have a broken beam, the way that that type of repair is generally done is, first of all, if the beam is just cracked and we want to kind of reinforce it so it doesn't settle or move, what will often happen is a contractor will put a new beam next to it and bolt it to the old beam. That's called a sister beam. And in that way, you're not really replacing it as much as you're just kind of beefing it up. And that's a smarter way to do that because, frankly, there's no wind by just taking it out. Now, if the house is settled, you may or may not want to do anything to try to raise those beams. Generally, we recommend you don't raise a floor because everything's connected to it, the walls and the pipes and the plumbing and the electrical wire. So you kind of leave it in place. But reinforcing that beam in place is the best way to attack that. And that's not a terribly complicated job, but you can't just have anybody do it. You need to have a contractor that really knows what they're doing, because you're going to want to get those beams on both sides. You're going to want to make sure that if there's any seams in there, that they have to be over a piling, for example, where there's support. And then you have to have bolts that go all the way through from the new beam into the old beam and back to the new beam on the other side and then sort of bolted together. And then that's going to make a really strong repair and reinforcement. Do you know why the beam cracked in the first place?
I have no idea. The house was originally just a four-room house. And then it has been built on and built on and built on. And
okay.
So I have no idea. Supposedly.
Might have skipped the structural step there. Well, I think that by reinforcing that beam is the right way to do it.
Coming up, you guys. It's pretty well known that poinsettia flowers, they're gorgeous, but they're really dangerous if they're eaten. But it also turns out that there are some other holiday flowers that are far more toxic. We're going to tell you what they are and how to keep you and your pets safe after this.
You live in a bunny pit.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
Hello there. My name is Maddox, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun. We play sports and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the very best versions of themselves. Visit BeAScout.org, and you'll be able to find a pack near you, get your questions answered, and sign up online.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on MatchingDonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. MatchingDonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to MatchingDonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's MatchingDonors.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
You can call in your home improvement question at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post it to our website at moneypit.com.
Gabriella in Chicago has written us to say, I live in an apartment with hot water steam heat. The paint on the wall above one of the units is peeling and has dark specks that look like mold. Is that caused by the heating unit? If so, what can I do to fix it or stop it from happening?
You know, a lot of folks see those stains and automatically assume that they're mold, but they're not. They're actually far from it. What you are seeing, Gabriella, is simply this. It's dirt. And here's why. As that radiator warms up, you have air that convects upward against a cold wall, right? Because heat rises. So that air that's convecting upward, that loop of sort of warm air rising, is depositing some of the dirt that's in the air on the walls. And over time, months, years, it shows as stains. So not to worry about mold, just a little bit of cleanup and you will be good to go.
Well, that's a super easy fix, and I hope far more simple than you expected.
Well, it's pretty well known that poinsettia flowers, while absolutely beautiful this time of year, can be very dangerous if they're eaten. Well, it also turns out that there's some other holiday flowers you got to watch out for because they're actually even more toxic. Leslie has tips to keep you and your pets safe in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, you know, you've got to keep your holiday free of emergencies. And by keeping a few holiday plants out of reach or maybe even out of your house altogether, you could avoid those emergencies. So let's talk about these holiday plants that really aren't so great if your kids or your pets get their hands on them or, more importantly, eat them. So holly, it's got prickly leaves, and sometimes that's enough to keep everybody away from them. But just don't leave any room for error when it comes to this holiday plant, because consuming just one or two of the berries can cause a tummy ache, and eating as few as 20 holly berries can actually cause death. So just don't put them anywhere where the kids or the pets can reach them. Now, mistletoe is another deceptive holiday plant. Goes hand in hand with romance. I mean, everybody's like, oh, mistletoe, smoochy, smoochy. Well, not in 2020, just no mistletoe altogether. But with mistletoe, you can also get things like nausea, diarrhea, blood pressure issues, and sometimes even fatalities if the berries of the mistletoe are eaten, which is all the more reason to keep that mistletoe hung way up high, get it away, put it by the ceiling, above the doorway, where it belongs. Don't put it anywhere where anybody can grab it. Now, these are beautiful flowers for the holiday season. It's amaryllis and paper whites, also called narcissus. The amaryllis is the long sort of stem with the big red or the big white and red and white flowers. They're so beautiful. And the narcissus are those small paper white flowers that smell so beautiful. those guys, they can cause heart arrhythmia and convulsions if that bulb is digested. And pets are especially susceptible to these flowers, so keep them far away from any hungry or curious animals in your house. Now, if you even think that one of these plants was eaten, call the local poison control center. Plan to be asked the name of the plant as well as the exact parts, and if you know the amount of it that was consumed, also be prepared to provide the approximate time when it was eaten, the age of the person, the weight, the condition. There's also poison control for animals, so call them. I mean, all of this info is critical for you to get proper care in the event of a holly plant emergency. I mean, once I had a holly plant that my dog ate like 2 leaves of. I had to inject peroxide into her mouth to make her vomit. I mean, it was a big ordeal, but it was potentially super dangerous. So be prepared. Keep those poison control numbers handy. And if you can, just decorate with the artificial ones or just keep things out of reach, okay?
Can I say it's very kind of you not to tell everyone that I was the one that sent you the holiday plant?
Shh. Why you gotta do that to yourself?
Well, I didn't realize that your pets would get into it, but now we all know what not to do. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, are you having a little trouble getting to sleep at night because of outside noises? Whether it's traffic noise, the train, noisy neighbors, or loud plumbing, we're going to have tips to help you get back your peace and quiet on the very next edition of the Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. The government's cybersecurity agency is expressing increased alarm about a hack of computer systems in the U.S. and around the world that officials suspect was carried out by Russia. The cybersecurity unit of the Department of Homeland Security says the hack poses a grave risk to the U.S. government, state and local governments, as well as critical infrastructure and private business. California Representative Sheila Jackson Lee says the incident needs to be addressed.
So there are major questions as to how extensive the breach is, and there are major questions about how devastating the information that has been garnered is in terms of the security of the American people.
Senate Minority Whip Dick Durbin says the hacking's unnerving.
Every day there's a new disclosure of another agency that reports that they have somehow wheedled their way into this important critical information. How much they know, what they've gained, how much they've compromised us, we don't know yet.
While the Trump administration is accusing Russia, the Kremlin's denying they had any part. The Army general in charge of getting COVID-19 vaccines to the U.S. is apologizing for what he calls miscommunication with states over the number of doses delivered in the early stages of the rollout.
General Gus Perna says that's not happening with the newest vaccine.
Distribution of Moderna vaccine has already begun.
It's scheduled for rollout Sunday with Monday arrival across the country. As for states not getting the amount of Pfizer vaccine they expected, he says that was his planning error.
I failed. I am adjusting, I am fixing, and we will move forward from there.
General Perna says with the addition of Moderna's coronavirus vaccine to Pfizer's, the government is now on track to get about 20 million doses to states by late December.
Julie Walker reporting. More at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
A Senate committee finds fault with the FAA's handling of the review of Boeing 737 MAX jetliner following two fatal crashes.
In its report, the committee also said the FAA continues to retaliate against whistleblowers, and its parent, the Transportation Department, hindered investigators by refusing to turn over documents. The crashes led to the grounding of the MAX jet. The FAA, after a review of Boeing's changes, approved the plane to fly again if airlines also make key changes. The committee blasted part of that review, saying Boeing inappropriately influenced FAA testing a pilot reaction time to a nose-down pitch of the plane, the same problem that led to the two fatal crashes. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Former Mississippi Governor William Winter, who served the state from 1980 to 84 as a Democrat, and died Friday. He was 97. News and analysis at townhall.com. EU regulators cleared Google's plan to buy fitness tracking device maker Fitbit after the company promised to silo off user data and not use it for advertising.
The U.S. tech giant also pledged to ensure Android phones can continue working with other smartwatches and wearable devices, and that health and fitness apps would still be able to access Google and Fitbit data. Google made the commitments, which last for at least 10 years, to get approval from the EU after the bloc's competition watchdog launched an in-depth investigation of the $2.1 billion deal. Human rights and consumer groups had called on authorities to block the deal, citing privacy and antitrust concerns. Keith Peters reporting.
The owner of a sports complex in Binghamton, New York, plans to rebuild after its air-supported dome collapsed under 40 inches of snow during this week's record-breaking snowfall. No one was injured. It was the state's largest indoor complex. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRocks.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
This holiday season, begin a whole new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights, November 27th through December 27th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens by the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Walk through 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more. Redding Garden of Lights at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Tickets are limited and on sale now at turtlebay.org or call 530-242-3100.
Hi, this is Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services, wishing you and yours a very Merry Christmas and reminding you of all of our military personnel serving around the world this holiday season. We also want to remember and thank all of our veterans who have served and returned home safely, and to those who are no longer with us. As you enjoy this time of year, take a moment and reflect on your blessings and remember, freedom isn't free. Have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And thank you for your support.
Get a shovel. Shovel out your
table. And, of course, the structure's gone, so you can't even eat outdoors if you wanted to. They shut down everything because of the worst snowstorm in about 10 years. Up to 60 million East Coast residents are in the middle of this snowstorm that is still blitzing us here in the Northeast. If you're not, I hope you're in a situation where you have a governor that lets you live your life and work your business. Big day. We know Mike Pence will be vaccinated tomorrow to show everybody it's okay. Joe Biden sometimes next week. We know Emmanuel Macron is tested positive, the French prime minister. And guess what? Europe is being slammed by it. Germany has basically shut down everything, including school. South Korea is worried about another outbreak. Remember, everyone was blaming Donald Trump, saying we don't know how to run a pandemic. Yeah, it's bad here, but we're also the ones who came up with a vaccine that actually works. Let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
Chinese spies are cultivating politicians all across America today as we speak. China plays the long game and it is looking to cultivate people who might rise to higher office in this country. The China threat is real and it is pervasive in our country.
Tom Cotton knows it. He was the first to call out China and say that pandemic is real. Stop the flights. And the president did. Bigger than Swalwell, the China challenge. They target our lawmakers, take advantage of our universities, foment division in our country, and they poison our population. It's about time we admit we're basically at war with that evil, evil empire.
Number two.
What we expect, unfortunately, as we go for the next couple of weeks into December, that we might see a surge superimposed upon that surge that we're already in. It is not too late at all for us to do something about this.
I am so over him. The COVID care package could be coming to your doorstep. A deal seems imminent. We also have the latest on another vaccine and the latest on Fauci telling us forget about Christmas. Thanks.
Number one.
I'm absolutely calling on a special counsel to look at all things Hunter Biden to see if he presents a conflict for the Biden administration regarding his business dealings in Ukraine and any activity he has in the Chinese government.
There you go. Hunter Biden, you are in big trouble. Hold on tight, Joe. This show could be coming to you. We're going to discuss the old, new revelations. We have details that we did not have before, but there were a lot out that were ignored before. And we'll talk about what it means, including the family ties to China, Kazakhstan, Romania, Russia, and of course, stay with me, Ukraine. Senator Lindsey Graham joins us now. He is chairman of the Judiciary and Appropriations Budget and Foreign Relations Committee, and he'll be chairman of something if only one of the Georgia races goes the Republican way. Senator, welcome back.
Well, thank you. I'll be the chairman of the Budget Committee if we win Georgia. If we lose Georgia, the Budget Committee chairman will be Bernie Sanders.
Wow. Bernie Sanders. A little bit of a difference.
Well, I may not be your cup of tea, but I'll be better with your money than Bernie.
Senator, nothing has slowed down really for 5 years. I mean, the pandemic, we knew it. The election strings on. Georgia matters so much. And then the hearings about what happened in the election are so true. And these stories about Hunter Biden, they were literally squelched and have come back up in detail. But I have news for people listening. We had the detail. It wasn't an opinion. We had all this detail. Does it bother you that people are now finding this story, not to the way they should, but they're finding it?
Well, it confirms what we already know, that when it comes to reporting on Trump, there are no rules. That is true until you can prove it to be false, that Kavanaugh did it just by being accused, that Cuomo is a misunderstanding, that the media bias when it comes to covering allegations against Republicans versus Democrats is at an all-time high. Hunter Biden is Exhibit A. If this had been a Trump family member, it would have come out, it would have gotten leaked from the Department of Justice long before the election. And the bottom line here is, what do you do now? So you've got a prosecutor in Delaware who's looking at tax evasion. Let that case go forward. Hunter Biden's presumed to be innocent, like all of us. But it's the tip of the iceberg. What I want to know, is the laptop real? If it's real, then it's devastating. If it's not real, then somebody's very sophisticated in this world, and we need to know how they adulterated his laptop with misinformation.
So no one said it's not real. Nobody said it's not real.
Well, so let's say on your show, if you've got any doubt about it being authentic, say so now. Silence is an admission here. But if there's any doubt about the veracity of the contents on the laptop, please come forward. I promise you we will do whatever is necessary to look at it. if it is real, they're in a world of hurt. This is a multi-headed monster for the Biden administration. If President Trump falls short after all these challenges are over and done and Biden's the president, there's two things going to happen. Either special counsel, which I prefer, will look at potential criminal misconduct, conflicts of interest regarding Hunter Biden and his family relationships in the Ukraine and China and other places, or if we keep the Senate, that job will fall upon us. But somebody needs to look at the business interest of Hunter Biden, his activity in the Ukraine and in China, to see if it compromises the Biden administration's foreign policy.
Senator, I talked to the president on Saturday. You helped me with that. Thank you. And he said, for the first time, he said, I have nothing against Hunter Biden. I don't wish anything bad on him.
Yeah,
and that's just it. Obviously, there's a lot of people listening right now who have problems or know somebody close to them with addiction problems. We're not judging him. That's not what this is about, especially you. You're family friends with the Bidens. Is this hard for you?
Oh, beyond hard. I mean, I've known Joe and Jill for like 25 years. I've traveled the world with both of them. You know, I say constantly Joe Biden's one of the most decent people I've met. But we live in a country where we can't have a legal system and a press that just looks at one side of the ledger. I can promise you, if the shoe were on the other foot, if these emails were Don Trump Jr. talking about giving keys to Trump and other family members about a China business deal, it would be front page news all over the world. That the investigation would have leaked out if it had been a Trump child that was under investigation for tax evasion. So I have a duty to the people of South Carolina to make sure that we live in a country where everybody of importance is fairly looked at. And I'm not trying to do anything unfair to the Bidens. Hunter Biden created a condition that has to be looked at that is a danger, I think, to our foreign policy.
How about this, Senator? He came to your retirement ceremony as an officer, right, Colonel?
Yeah, so
this is one of the excerpts I think is important. He says this in an email. Hunter is describing this to his Chinese counterpart, talking about Bobulinski. He's a very close friend of James Gillard and the Biden family and joined our team to focus on the execution of things as a partner. He has invested capital over the world. He's talking about Bobulinski for some of the world's wealthiest families. And then a little bit later in the email, it says, and that Bobulinski has sent a request to Dong Guan Wen, who is sharing an office with Joe and Jill Biden and Director Zhang, asking for $10 million. Please tell me, in what world is this not relevant? This is not on the Inquirer. This is not John Edwards with a relationship out of wedlock. It isn't about Donald Trump, the businessman, or the Miss Universe. This is a lawmaker's son dealing with an enemy country who might be the next president of the United States. In what planet is this not big?
Well, it's relevant to the future of the Biden administration. Joe Biden has said he had no knowledge of Hunter Biden's business activity. Well, this email would suggest otherwise. Now, I'm not accusing Joe Biden of doing anything wrong personally, but I am suggesting that Hunter Biden, his son, monetized the vice presidency, received millions of dollars from foreign countries all over the world because of his last name, not because of his talents as an individual. And we need to assess whether or not that's created a problem for our foreign policy. How deep does it go? How wide is the net? What did he do in China? And would it affect foreign policy vis-a-vis China? Is he compromised? Do they have something on Hunter Biden that would make it very hard for the Biden administration to move forward? I hope the answer is no, but here's what the problem is. Nobody's looked. Remember in impeachment when I kept bringing up the Hunter Biden thing, that the phone call was to look at Hunter Biden's activity? Well, now we know that there was a reason to believe that he was corrupt. And as much as I like Joe Biden, here's a question. If you're given the job of overseeing corruption in the Ukraine and making it better, how's it possible that you didn't know that your own son was sitting on the board of Burisma, one of the most corrupt gas companies in Ukraine? How is that even possible?
It's not. That's the problem. And boy, that would have been interesting. You know, did Rudy go off the beaten path? Yeah. Was he walking around? You know, Ukraine, absolutely. We can go over that over and over again. But was he on the right path as it was to the substance behind it? Is Joe Biden somehow... doing the international trade, somebody trading on Joe Biden's name, who he was in charge of that country, and making money on the Burisma board, which, by the way, we find out that he did not declare $400,000 worth of income. That's according to his own accountant. So do you fault William Barr for not saying that that investigation was going on?
No, because their rules about investigations are not supposed to be released because they're investigations. You know, guilt and... Once somebody says you're investigated, then it changes your whole life. You're proven, you're assumed innocent until proven guilty. This is the son of the vice president. I think it would have been improper for the Department of Justice to leak this out. It would have a political impact. Look what Comey did to Clinton. That's a good example. You don't want to keep doing that over and over again. But the media knew. It's different. The media had an obligation to report matters that are relevant in terms of being an investigative reporter. They chose not to do it. They knew about it, apart from the Department of Justice. So here's the point I'm trying to make. The point is that Joe Biden has claimed he did not know anything about Hunter Biden's business dealings. We now have evidence that Hunter Biden is setting up a office, and one of the keys is supposedly going to Joe Biden. Did that happen? If it did, there's some explaining to do. The bottom line with Hunter Biden is that when he was on the board of Burisma, he received an exorbitant amount of money. Apparently, a lot of it wasn't reported in terms of taxes. And I just want to know, what else did he do in the Ukraine? How many connections did he have there? And what did he do in China? Because until you answer these questions, there's a real cloud over the Biden administration, I think.
Have you talked to the president lately?
Yeah, I talked to him last night.
And how's his attitude? I know it's private.
Good. It's good. We talked about the NDAA and, you know, about Section 230. He wants to repeal Section 230. Conservatism faces two big challenges, voting by mail that's unregulated. That's a way to lose elections in perpetuity. And the other is social media platforms that censor conservative thought, so our ideas get suppressed. So I've got legislation that will sunset Section 230, which provides liability protection to social media companies January 1st, 2023. Under my legislation, Section 230 would expire. It gives us 2 years to find a way to fix it or just let it go away. The president likes that idea. But the president believes that these systems failed the country, just not him. And I talked about Georgia. So finally, Georgia is beginning to audit the signatures of the mail-in voting system.
The Secretary of State announced that yesterday.
Yeah, okay. So he's doing Cobb County, but he needs to look at Fulton County and Clayton County. These are two counties with the worst reputation. They've had problems for years in those two counties. And here's what I hope he'll do. He'll allow an audit of not only Cobb, but Fulton and Clayton County, and it be transparent, and that the campaigns are part of the monitoring team. I don't want an audit that's not transparent. I don't think an audit of a single county gets you to where you want to go, but I do appreciate doing a signature audit to see if it stands scrutiny, but it needs to expand to Fulton and Clayton, and it needs to be transparent, and you need to have campaigns able to monitor the process.
Now, what kind of signature audit does it look like? Is that a machine that decides?
Well,
that
there's a couple ways of doing it. You could run it through a machine and compare it to a database before the ballot application. You don't want to compare the envelope signature to the ballot application, because if there was fraud, it was committed by the same person. You want a signature before the ballot application was made, and compare the envelope to a signature that existed before the ballot application was made for mail-in voting. Then you could do it one of two ways. You could set up a machine and see how well it does, or you could have a team of people, not a single individual, experts, forensic experts, signature experts, monitored by both campaigns, and see if during the audit you find a higher rejection rate than on election night.
Lastly, real quick, do you think we're going to get $900 billion out of the Senate and House voted on stimulus?
Yeah, we will. There'll be money for PPP. There'll be some checks for people in the middle, low-income areas who are hurting. There's going to be some money for our, you know, for our systems on the healthcare side and schools. Yeah, it will get done. It would be really disgraceful for the Congress not to deliver before Christmas.
Excellent.
We will get there. The president is ready to sign a good package. He wants direct payments, so I think we'll get there.
Senator Lindsey Graham, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, making an impact. Back with your calls, 1-866-408-7669.
You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Paid for by GetUpside.
Man, how can you afford gas for that big SUV?
I pay less for gas than everyone else. I got the free GetUpside gas app and get up to 25 cents a gallon cash back every time I buy gas.
Hold on. You're getting up to 25 cents off a gallon with the free GetUpside gas app while I'm paying full price?
You know it. People earned over $1 million last year. You just got to take a picture of your gas receipt and bam, up to 25 cents a gallon cash back.
You don't have to tell me twice. I'm downloading the free GetUpside gas app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play and save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code Keyword for a 50 cent a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 75 cents a gallon on your next tank. Just download the free GetUpside app at the App Store or Google Play and use promo code Cash. Save money on gas on every fill up. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code Cash. That's C-A-S-H. Visit GetUpside.com for terms.
I just tried this wonderful Catalicious Dynabite for cats. She is not scratching anymore. She's not chewing anymore.
DinoVite.com.
I was thrilled when I heard Dynabite for cats was coming out because I'd seen the changes in my dog.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
Dynabite for life.
You won't believe how happy your cat will be.
DinoVite.com.
Mary's Bistro delivery business is bustling and ready to burst.
Orders 34, 35, and 36 are up. Who's handling these? Hello, Mary's Bistro, now delivering.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. Retirement could be years away or a looming reality, but it's important to start taking steps to plan for your retirement future regardless of your age. Before you begin, you should take stock of where you are financially according to GoBankingRates.com. It's essential to decide on a realistic retirement date. If you want to retire before your full Social Security benefits kick in, you'll want to have other sources of retirement income to draw on. Also, if you retire before age 65, you won't have access to Medicare, so you'll need other health insurance in place. Other factors to consider for retirement planning include how aggressively you're able to save and how much you'll spend in retirement. Conventional wisdom is that you'll need 70 to 90% of your pre-retirement income to live comfortably, and also gauge what kind of lifestyle you see for yourself in retirement. The best option for retirement planning is a 401k if you have access to one. And IRAs are also powerful tools. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Yankee great Casey Stengel and Mickey Mantle testified before the Senate Antitrust and Monopoly Subcommittee hearing on baseball.
I was asking you, sir, why it is that baseball wants this bill passed.
I would say I wouldn't know, but I would say the reason why they'd want it passed is to keep baseball going as the highest baseball sport that has gone into baseball, and from the baseball angle. I'm not going to speak of any other sport. I'm not in here to argue about other sports. I'm in the baseball business. It's been run cleaner than any baseball business that was ever put out in the 100 years at the present time.
Well, Mr. Mantle, do you have any observations with reference to the applicability of the antitrust laws to baseball? My views are just about the same as Casey's.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. Saving for retirement is challenging, but there's lots of options to build a hefty nest egg, even if you don't make a lot of dough, according to the Motley Fool. Like making good use of your third paycheck. Many people get paid bi-weekly, but twice a year you'll get three paychecks instead of two. If you build a monthly budget based around two bi-weekly checks, you can then treat the third check as extra and put it right into your retirement savings account. And bank your raises and divert some or even all of the extra money into retirement savings. Also, make pre-tax contributions to a 401k if your employer offers one, as well as to a traditional or Roth IRA, and claim your full 401k employer match. Another way to get extra cash, use your credit card rewards, which allow you to deposit your rewards directly into an investment account. By following some simple steps, extra money will grow over time and can have a big impact for your retirement savings. Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
His mouth to your ears. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Santa and his horse-drawn sleigh were stopped on the road by police because Santa's sleigh didn't have proper headlights. I mean, Rudolph, you had one job. One job, Rudolph. You know, this is a serious issue. It is. Santa should have proper headlights. This is exactly how Grandma got run over by a reindeer.
That was James Corden. Pretty funny. Very interesting. Hey, let's go out to Carl in Iowa. Hey, Carl. Oh, we're not there? All right. So we only got a minute left. That's my bad. Lindsey Graham is playing a vital role. I just love having him on. He's involved in almost every major story, Republican, Democrat, election story, directly, indirectly. And he also personally handing over the money that people gave him to make sure he beat Jamie Harrison. He's turning it over to help win those Republican races in Georgia. And he's one of these guys. He actually lives his salary. He has a modest house in beautiful South Carolina because he's only supposed to be making a certain amount of money. Why does Joe Biden have a compound? Maybe his dad left the money, but that would have to change the story he tells in every stump speech. A blue-collar dad who lost his job and had to move to Delaware from Pennsylvania, where they had lived a life in which they were of hand-me-downs and make goods. So I don't really think we ever got that answer to that story. Well, why all these people end up so rich? When we come back, we're going to take a little bit of a left turn, but one that's going to be a welcome one. John Tesh's best-selling book is called Relentless, Unleashing a Life of Purpose, Grit, and Faith. This guy was saddled with cancer. He battled all the way back and now is telling his story. You know, he's a great musician, unbelievable anchor, cut his teeth in New York on WCBS, called the Olympics, great sports guy, too. John Tesh will join us next, and then we'll finish up with calls at 1-866-408-7669. We're about to get news, maybe on a vaccine, a second one, Moderna, sometime in this show, and more news about a stimulus package, $900 billion.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, Getting Schooled with Abby Hornacek.
Fox News Chief Congressional Correspondent Mike Emanuel. Can you just talk to me about the basics of a filibuster?
Two different versions. There's giving a long speech on the Senate floor to make the point that there is a severe protest about something going on in the Senate. The other way is getting together 40 or more senators to vote against something.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Class dismissed.
Did you hear the news? Now you can. With instant updates from Fox News for Amazon Alexa. Breaking stories and top headlines. Daily coronavirus developments. The economy and so much more. Brought to you by Fox News. America's number one cable news network. Plus, setup couldn't be easier because everything's ready to go in the app. Just say,
Alexa, play news from Fox.
In Fox News.
It's the latest when you need it on demand from Fox News and Amazon Alexa.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with the Fox Celebrity Profile with Meghan Trainor. Trainor says she always wanted to do a Christmas album and this year encouraged her to send out that musical joy.
My birthday is December 22nd. My wedding was also that day and my engagement was that day. So I'm a big Christmas gal. I love Christmas.
The album has classics and originals. Collaborations include her dad on piano for Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
It's just like so special to have that for the rest of my life, for all of my kids.
Seth MacFarlane joins for White Christmas. Earth, Wind & Fire is on an original called Holidays, which they also made a music video for.
I was wearing heels and I was like, my ankles are broken. Like, I can't do this while being pregnant. And they just kept looking at me and I'm like, are you okay? Do you want water? Are you comfortable?
And as for holiday traditions, she and her husband are excited to start a new one.
My older brother will dress up as Santa Claus for our little cousins. This year, my husband is like, I think I'm ready to be Santa, because usually he's the elf that's helping him.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Download and listen to Everyone Talks to Liz.
Had my guest today quit after the 10th business he had started, he would have missed out on becoming Silicon Alley's first billionaire. What kept him going? I'm going to ask John Oringer right now.
Each failure you learn from, it took a lot of learning to get success. The interesting part, I didn't think Shutterstock was actually going to be the one that worked.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com. Did you hear the news? Now you can. With instant updates from Fox News for Amazon Alexa. Breaking stories and top headlines. Daily coronavirus developments. The economy and so much more. Brought to you by Fox News. America's number one cable news network. Plus, setup couldn't be easier because everything's ready to go in the app. Just say,
Alexa, play news from Fox.
In Fox News.
It's the latest when you need it. On demand from Fox News and Amazon Alexa.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
One of the forgotten players in the Watergate scandal that brought down the Nixon administration was Democrat Speaker of the House Carl Albert of Oklahoma. Standing only 5'4", he was known as the Little Giant from Little Dixie. In 1992, Albert recalled meeting future presidents Nixon and Kennedy on his first day of Congress.
Nixon walked across from the Republican side of the aisle and shook hands with me and asked me if he had a college contest similar to the high school, and I won that one. And he asked me if I was the one who won that contest. And I said, yes. He said, well, he tried out for it later on, but he didn't get that far. John Kennedy came over to me and introduced himself, and he said, are you the Oklahoma boy that was a Rhodes Scholar? I said, yes. He said, well, I met several Rhodes Scholars. So I met them both the first day.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk. Coronavirus crisis.
Coronavirus won't stop Santa Claus this year, at least in one city. Bass Pro Shops in Las Vegas making sure kids can still get a photo with the big guy in red.
Right here.
They've set up a plexiglass wall so there's separation and use walkie-talkies to communicate.
On that snake game, are you trying to steal the snake's gold?
Some parents like it because it takes the anxiety away of trying to get their kid to sit on a stranger's lap.
Typically, our kids are always the ones screaming, not wanting to sit on his lap. And so having the box in front of them that they can sit on definitely put them at ease.
Santa himself says it's not quite like Christmas past, but it's a way to keep safe while keeping up with holiday traditions.
Nevada was closed for quite some time, and it's been very difficult for people. So this opportunity to get out and to be seen and be around is a wonderful thing. And I look at it as an opportunity.
Merry Christmas.
Rich Dennison, Fox News.
A talk show that's real.
This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Welcome back, everyone. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show. It's my privilege to bring on one of the most successful radio guys and TV guys in the history of the game. He also can do sports, and he plays instruments. He took band in high school, and it really paid off for him because everyone buys his albums. He is John Tesh. Everyone who's listening on WABC and WRCN knows that he broke in at the top in the number one market. Next thing you know, from North Carolina to I think, WCBS, and then he becomes doing the Olympics. His career has been phenomenal. And it's been diverse. He's a former Entertainment Tonight anchor for years. His book, Relentless, bestseller, Unleashing a Life of Purpose, Grit, and Faith. He took a very negative situation, made it positive. His show is syndicated in 350 stations, and I hear it every single day. John Tesh, welcome back.
He took a very negative situation and made it positive. I was given 18 months to live. Thank you, though, for just laying that out like that. I appreciate it. Listen to me. I when they told me that we were going to do this, I decided I was going to interview you. So
Wait a second.
So get ready for that.
John, first off, you have to give me some credit instead of a diss. You know, you don't introduce someone saying he was given 18 months to live, and then I'm going to put you on the defensive where you got – I just said, you know, he was given a negative situation. I was going to let you say that.
I'm sorry you took that as a diss. People who don't know, I'm a huge Brian Kilmeade fan. And Brian will tell you, I watch everything that he does. I read everything that he writes, 6 books. And he made the mistake of giving me – I don't have your phone number, but I do have your email address. I email him all the time saying, you were great on this, you were great on that. And one of the things I really wanted to talk about today, if it's okay with you, is because, you know, we have millions of people on our Facebook page, but with thousands of people asking the question, oh, my gosh, how can I figure out what I want to do with my life? And that's a lot of people are doing that now. Have you found that? Have you found that people are like, this is an etch-a-sketch moment for me. I have to start over.
Yes. Nonstop, and some it's inflicted wounds from mayors and governors who don't know what the hell they're doing,
shutting
my business, and that also people have free time now, and they say to themselves, you have this music thing, you could do a mock set, and you could anchor like you used to on WCBS, there's so much for John Tesh to do. You were also could play lacrosse if you wanted. You were a college lacrosse player. I mean, you have a lot to do. I have no other skills.
Oh, my gosh. But listen, I one of the things I'd love to talk about, I know we don't have too much time, is just sort of figuring out how to – having rituals in your life and all that. And I don't mean for this to be the Mutual Admiration Society, but the book – the one book – of course, I love the Alamo Avengers, but the book that I really think people need to embrace is How You Play the Game, The Games Do Count. And what Brian did is he took powerful sports moments and took life lessons from that. And I had a similar experience because when I worked for CBS Sports, I didn't know anything about sports. Listen, I mean, Terry O'Neill hired me out of CBS News, and I was just like, hey, you're a reporter, you can figure it out. So they sent me out to do the sports that, you know, not baseball and football, because I would have cratered and burned down on that. But I did downhill skiing, right, and gymnastics and figure skating. And so I found myself many times interviewing people like, for example, downhill skier Franz Klammer. And you watch these guys, right? He didn't speak any English. You watch these guys before they're in the start house, and they're going to go 70 miles an hour straight down on the honeycomb in Austria. And all they do, it's all visualization, right? I mean, they've already trained and all the rest of that stuff, but – when I was writing my book, I looked back on it and I said, I need to think like somebody in the, like a world champion or an Olympic champion. And what they do is they can actually see the finish line. They can see every one of the gates that are before. They can see every one of the obstacles. They can see the puck, you know, Gretzky, they can see the puck going into the goal. And I think that's probably what you found when you were doing that book as well, is the power of visualization.
Visualization, I think, is one of the keys. You know, you got to picture it before it happens. And one of the first person to write about that I saw was Zig Ziglar. And then Anthony Robbins wrote a couple of books. And they're dense books. They're not a quick read. You got to think about it. And then the Magic of Thinking Big, right? And there's all that book called The Secret is Visualization, Picturing It Before It Happens. So training your mind to look for it and do it. So everyone's going through these difficult times. A lot of it's resulting in divorce. A lot of times we put such strain on relationships, an unnatural strain. I just read something this morning that there are more, the rise in teen suicide. And one out of every four teens has thought about suicide over the last year. Think about that. Teens are supposed to be carefree, and they can't play sports. Yeah. They can't try to get into a college. They can't go to a career day. A lot of them can't see their friends in your state, in California. Right. I mean, he just shuts everything down. In New York, the same thing. It's happened two or three times. And kids aren't built for this type of stress.
I'm going to tell you something. I have three grandkids, right, under the age of nine. And we can already see it with them, where there's even with one of them, there's regression where she's gone back to sucking her thumb because the Zoom calls do not work for kids that are, you know, 9, 6, and 4. And so, yeah, I'm right with you on this.
So, John, what do you want to relay? I mean, you have a syndicated radio show that it looks at the brighter side of life and tells us great uplifting stories. But what do you want to relay to people listening right now as we go into the holidays, knowing Anthony Fauci just told us, let's not see anybody on Christmas?
Yeah, I know. Well, I'm a big fan of civil disobedience. I'm also a Christian. So, I believe that that our lives are essential at whatever level, you know. I mean, one of the things that the advice that I give people who ask, and the advice that works for me, things like Admiral McRaven, who led the Navy SEALs for so many years, he wrote a great book that was originally a commencement speech, which was Make Your Bed. And the reason that's so important is that you want to know what the Navy SEALs do to be successful. You want to know what they do to actually make it to becoming a Navy SEAL, right? And the whole thing that he was talking about is you have to start your day with a win. And I'm also the fan of Charles Duhigg, who's a researcher, great writer, who wrote the book The Power of Habit. And so he says making your bed every morning. It sounds so simple, right? But it is actually data-driven, correlated with better productivity and a greater sense of well-being. And he calls it a keystone habit. So my keystone habit, I don't make my bed. I'm terrible at it. Connie will redo it, my wife. But my keystone habit is I get in the gym. I have a boxing timer. I don't box, but I have a boxing timer set for 45 minutes every morning. And it dings for I work out for a minute 30, and then it dings, and I get the rest for 45 seconds. And that is my win. It doesn't matter what I do. I can do push-ups, sit-ups. I can do fast walking But that's my win in the morning. And if you don't have that, you end up doom scrolling with all of the stuff that's going on, especially right now, right? I mean, I don't even know how you could possibly order your day. I would love to know what you do in the morning to get started.
Well, I'm up at 2:30. What I think I do, and right. I do it for America, I shower. And then it's off the races. My busiest time is from 3 a.m. until 5:40 when I go downstairs and go to the studio. So that's my busiest time of the day. So I prepare for both these shows back to back. So I have no real creative decisions to make until 12:01.
Right.
That's why I'm the luckiest person you're listening to, because I was able to keep my job and do my job and talk about the things that everybody else is talking about.
Well, I mean, and preparation is such a big. I watch you and I watch all the different things you do, whether it's doing Fox and Friends or doing The Five or promoting a book. So when I was an announcer for CBS. At any given moment, on my shoulder as a co-announcer was Eric Heiden or Greg LeMond, Scott Hamilton, Tim Daggett, Billy Kidd, Jimmy Connors, Tracy Austin. I worked with all those guys, there was a commonality in what they did was that they were always overprepared. You know, I mean, it was just whatever you're preparing for, right? People are like, oh, man, how can I become an expert? You just have to read. You read, and when you come out on the other side of that. You really can do anything, or practice, right? It's like that 10,000 hour rule. When nobody would take me seriously as a musician, I just said, "Well, I'm just gonna practice for 4 hours a day," you know. And finally, you believe in yourself because you're prepared.
Yeah, and absolutely. And that was your second career. Your first career was as a broadcaster. So I want you to hear something. This is going on every day in L.A. And I was out in Santa Monica to do the Jim Gray special, so I was in and out in about 12 hours. And I said, let me get breakfast before my shoot. I could not get breakfast. I drove around for 40 minutes. I finally found a hotel that's set up on a sidewalk. And they said they got closed a couple of times because cops walked by. So there's, I can't believe what you guys are living through. It's very similar to New York City, but Long Island is better. So I want you to hear these restaurateurs. I also worked in four different restaurants. My dad owned a bar. I know when he was shut down because a guy drunk got an accident for having phony ID and underage, everybody be out of work. And there's no play with paycheck to paycheck people. So listen to this frustration in Los Angeles. This guy's name is Anton Van Patten as health inspectors walk in to shut him down.
I follow the rules. I continue to follow the rules. And you guys still, time after time, are giving me citations, telling me I have to close my business.
You're not following.
What about my employees?
You're not following the rules.
There's no logic to what these guys are doing, with your governor's doing, what our governor's doing. They're drunk on power. We're in Target, we're at malls, but we can't go to a restaurant. What do you say to that guy, John Tesh?
Well, I mean, the amazing thing is happening across America right now is people are putting up GoFundMe pages to help these people because the government can't get it together to figure out how to get money to these guys. I just say keep fighting. Keep fighting. Don't, you know, and especially for, I mean, I'm a conservative, you know, and we can't sit back and say, oh, I'm just going to let this happen to me. You can't do it. You can't do it. And we have a, you know, a friend, Jack Hibbs, who has a church out here with 30,000 people in it. He just said, sorry, you know, you can drag me out of here, but I'm going to have church services every Sunday. You know, I mean, people are wearing masks, but he just said, you know, you can't do it. And you got to stand up. You got to stand up and say, you know, I'm just going to quote the Constitution to you, and that's going to be the way I'm going to fight back.
Absolutely. I also thought, too, about the entertainment industry. And even if you have a lot of money, you have a certain budget. So you have a certain lifestyle. Your lifestyle is getting paid. This pandemic hits thanks to China. Let's emphasize that. And all of a sudden, no one's shooting commercials. They're not shooting movies. They're not really auditioning. So Tom Cruise gets Mission Impossible role. And I just want you to hear a little of it. He snapped when he saw two of his guys high five.
We are the gold standard. You're back here in Hollywood making movies right now because of us, because they believe in us and what we're doing. I'm on the phone with every studio at night, insurance companies, producers, and they're looking at us and using us to make their movies. We are creating thousands of jobs, I don't ever want to see it again.
So,
listen, I'm going to tell you something. I have two actors in my family, you know, Connie and Connie Selleck and Gibb Gerard. And Gibb is actually on a movie set right now. When I heard the audio, I didn't see anything, but I heard the audio of Tom Cruise. I immediately said, right on, Tom, right on, man, because he was right. You know, it's on him. And a lot of what's going to happen in Hollywood overall is on him. So I was fine with him getting mad.
I understand it, too. And I also, I don't know what you heard. You probably have met him. I have not. But I hear great things about him. That he's a really good person.
Well, he's I've interviewed him a couple of times during Entertainment Tonight. I mean, he's a leader. You want to talk about a guy who visualizes and just steps out? I mean, yeah, he's a tough guy. You know, one of my other favorites is our two Navy SEALs, David Goggins and Jocko Willink. You know, I follow those guys on YouTube and listen to them all the time. It's time for tough guys to rise up, I think.
I think you have to. And I resent the fact that the people in charge are not worthy to be in charge. I'll follow McRaven. He earned his way up. I'm stuck with Cuomo. You're stuck with Gavin Newsom, who has the audacity, and you know it's not the first time, to go to the most expensive restaurant in the country while he tells us we can't go to work, we can't go to school, and we can't go to restaurants. So while he goes to a restaurant to celebrate a party with the health inspectors that are telling everyone we can't do all these things, they are not worthy of being our leaders. John, final thought on that?
Yeah, it cost me a television set because when I saw that, I ripped it off the wall.
I don't blame you. What did you go through? I always thought you were a well-adjusted person anyway, obviously multi-talented, never got caught up on the anchor of Entertainment Tonight, and I'm calling the Olympics. But when you had that experience of fighting for your life, Has it changed you substantially?
Yeah. You know what it did? It was there are many things that happened to me, but real quickly, it became a love story because my wife, Connie Selica, we've been married for 28 years, you know, famous actress, a beautiful woman, you know, could have had anybody in the world, and she picked me. And she just dropped everything. And she took care of me, and she went to every doctor's appointment, and she challenged every treatment, and she found, you know, scriptures for us to help me get healed, and it ended up going from being in love with somebody to agape love, you know, and there are many marriages that break up when there's cancer, a cancer diagnosis, especially one as deeply frightening as mine. But I just learned how much my wife loved me and how important my relationship was.
It's called Relentless, Unleashing a Life of Purpose, Grit, and Faith. It's going to help everybody who's listening right now. This will help you. John Tesh, thanks so much for calling. And I hope to see you in the new year when we're allowed to travel and have a good time again.
You need to know, and we do it very powerfully. Connie and I are praying for you because, man, you're a warrior, and we love you.
All right. Thanks so much. I'm honored. And I just know she had a big birthday. I'm not going to say the number. And I know you had a big celebration.
You did a video for her. It was amazing. Thanks, man. I'll let you go.
That's the least I could do. John Tesh, thank you so much. The multi-talented, faceted, best-selling author, sports anchor, entertainment anchor, and musician. Back in a moment.
Educating, entertaining, enlightening. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider and are only available if the provider determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. That's right, free, zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit, forhims.com/joy.
Paid for by GetUpside.
Man, how can you afford gas for that big SUV?
I pay less for gas than everyone else. I got the free GetUpside gas app and get up to 25 cents a gallon cash back every time I buy gas.
Hold on. You're getting up to 25 cents off a gallon with the free GetUpside gas app while I'm paying full price?
You know it. People earned over $1 million last year. You just got to take a picture of your gas receipt and bam, up to 25 cents a gallon cash back.
You don't have to tell me twice. I'm downloading the free GetUpside gas app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play and save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code Keyword for a 50 cent a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 75 cents a gallon on your next tank. Just download the free GetUpside app at the App Store or Google Play and use promo code Cash. Save money on gas on every fill up. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code Cash. That's C-A-S-H. Visit GetUpside.com for terms.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A young cancer survivor from New York helping other kids going through what she did makes today's Dean's List. Erin Diggs was diagnosed with cancer at 2 years old. She had many rounds of chemotherapy and says she knows all too well about what other children go through. Not only has she written about her experience in a book, but she's recently come up with a way to make others smile. She's been delivering socks to those at Morgan Stanley Children's Hospital in Washington Heights. 50 pairs were donated to children fighting cancer, and Erin says they are comfy and designed by real-life superheroes, other kids battling cancer. The socks are delivered by childhood cancer survivors who volunteer to help. The company that makes the socks, Resilience Gives, says for each pair purchased, a pair is donated. Erin says the advice she gives others going through what she did is be confident and don't be scared. Thank you, Erin. Like your socks, you are warm and wonderful. Janice Dean, Fox News.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with the Fox Celebrity Profile with, spoiler alert, the latest celebrities to be unmasked on The Masked Singer. Three-time Grammy-nominated 80s singer Taylor Dane was revealed as the celebrity hiding under the popcorn costume.
I loved the show, and I was tickled pink, and I was so grateful and gracious that the world got to see me on that stage and to be revealed on such a high like that. It's all good by me.
She was unmasked during the semifinals triple elimination, which also revealed singer Tori Kelly as the seahorse and Olympic gold medalist snowboarder Chloe Kim as the jellyfish.
It was so much harder being on The Masked Singer, I think, because I, like, didn't know what to expect.
Just like the previous unmasked celebrities, their biggest challenge was performing under a costume.
I couldn't really see anything. And my head was, like, really cool, but it was also kind of heavy.
The physical stuff is real. The physical stuff is daunting. It's challenging. And, of course, being such a perfectionist and being competitive, you know, it's real. You're under a clock and you're being judged.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
A radio show like no other. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Is it true that you have never owned a computer or a cell phone?
Yeah, somebody had to come and set this up because I don't have a cell phone or a computer.
Why don't you have one? Are you morally, philosophically, emotionally opposed?
No, I just got to it too late. You know, I think I'm right at a certain age where it just passed me by. I never got to involved in it because it would be strange to have, you know, any 10-year-old be much better at it than I am.
So weird. That's Christopher Walken?
Yeah, so he was on The Late Show, and he was talking about how he never interviewed Christopher Walken, so he obviously was done virtually. And he said that he needed people to come in and set up. He doesn't even have a computer. He's never sent an email out. He's never sent a text out. And when they use cell phones, he says he has to borrow somebody's cell phone and have them dial. He doesn't even know how to use a cell phone.
So was his thought problem, if I can't be great at it, or if someone thinks, rather than be bad at something, I'd rather just not do it?
He just said, basically, he's just passed him by. He's just an older person. I mean, that's just, like, above and beyond. Like, yeah, I don't know how to do it. I'm not going to learn.
I heard not being good at it, but all right.
Yeah, said they use cell phones to keep track of him. Like, since they can't keep track of him on the set, they have others keep track of where he is on the set.
So, by the way, we have some good news. The president is telling John Roberts that he's adamant on delivering relief to workers, families, and small businesses before the holidays. Conversations with Capitol Hill leaders are going well, and they're optimistic to have a deal between 24 and 48 hours. And that's going to be $600 to $700 stimulus checks, $300 per week in extra jobless benefits, and PPP funding. Good news.
Paid for by GetUpside.
Man, how can you afford gas for that big SUV? I pay less for gas than everyone else. I got the free GetUpside gas app and get up to 25 cents a gallon cash back every time I buy gas.
Hold on. You're getting up to 25 cents off a gallon with the free GetUpside gas app while I'm paying full price?
You know it. People earned over $1 million last year. You just got to take a picture of your gas receipt and bam, up to 25 cents a gallon cash back.
You don't have to tell me twice. I'm downloading the free GetUpside gas app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play and save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code Keyword for a 50 cent a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 75 cents a gallon on your next tank. Just download the free GetUpside app at the App Store or Google Play and use promo code Cash. Save money on gas on every fill up. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code Cash. That's C-A-S-H. Visit GetUpside.com for terms.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The gum-chewing rope twirler, Oklahoma social commentator Will Rogers was a friend of presidents, heads of state, and politicians. He was often quoted in the Congressional Record, as he was in this recording from 1925.
And I received a wire this week from a congressman friend of mine who wants a copy of my plan to read in the Congressional Record. And I feel pretty good about that. That's the highest praise that a humorist can have, is to get your stuff into Congressional Record. You see, ordinarily, you got to work your way up as a humorist and first get into Congress. And then you work on up into the Senate. And then if your stuff is funny enough, it goes into the congressional record. But for an outsider to get in there as a humorist without having served his apprenticeship in either the House or the Senate, well, I'm not bragging, but by golly, I feel pretty good big about it.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. An Army general in charge of COVID-19 vaccines apologized Saturday for miscommunication with states on the number of early doses delivered. General Gustav Perna's remarks came a day after a second vaccine was added in the fight against the coronavirus. Perna says unlike Pfizer's vaccine, which has to ship at minus 94 degrees, Moderna's is a lot easier to send out.
Moderna vaccine can be shipped and stored at standard freezer temperatures and is packed in containers of 100 doses each. This allows jurisdictions the flexibility to support hard-to-reach, small, and more rural areas.
Perna added trucks will roll out Sunday. White people are at the back of the line for COVID-19 vaccines. That is a suggestion from the CDC, who sent guidelines to all 50 states, suggesting blacks, Hispanics, and indigenous people should be given first consideration when the rollout gets fully underway. The White House says federal agencies are evaluating the extent of a widespread cyber attack against government and private sector computer networks.
Deputy White House Press Secretary Brian Morgenstern says National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien has been meeting with the FBI, the Department of Homeland Security, and the intelligence agencies looking for ways to mitigate the hack. Meanwhile, Secretary of State Pompeo says Russia was pretty clearly behind the cyber attack.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston says Russia's denied any involvement. California hospitals are battling to find beds to house patients amid fears the exploding infection rate will exhaust resources and health care workers. As of Saturday, nearly 17,400 people were hospitalized with confirmed or suspected infections. That's more than double the previous peak reached in July. News and analysis at townhall.com.
This is the Entertainment Answer. Well, everybody likes free stuff for the holidays, right? Revelation Media is offering families the opportunity to watch the classic Christmas film, The Christmas Candle, free of charge through the end of the year. The film is based on the beloved book by Max Licato, and Licato expressed his excitement in sharing the film with families free of charge. The Christmas Candle shares the story of the Victorian English village of Gladbury. The film adaptation of The Christmas Candle can be viewed at watchchristmascandle.com. And for more Entertainment Answers, visit theentertainmentanswer.com.
The spread of COVID-19 is still unchecked across the nation, and you need to keep your family safe. Make a new habit and check your temperatures twice a day, once before dinner and before leaving home in the morning. You can't afford to take chances, so use the Exergen Temporal Scanner. Its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies, and it takes an accurate reading in seconds. It's the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Quick and easy to use, you can count on Exergen to keep your family safe 24 hours a day.
The Pandemic Who Stole Christmas could be a new book. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says Christmas gatherings can't go ahead and non-essential shops must close in London and much of southern England.
It is with a very heavy heart, I must tell you, we cannot continue with Christmas as planned. In England, those living in tier 4 areas should not mix with anyone outside their own household at Christmas, though support bubbles will remain in place.
Johnson says the rapid spread in London and southern England is driven by the new strain of the virus.
There's no evidence that it causes more severe illness or higher mortality, but it does appear to be passed on significantly more easily.
Meanwhile, although Iran faces crushing U.S. sanctions, there are still ways for Tehran to obtain coronavirus vaccines as the country suffers the Mideast's worst breakout. Breaking news at townhall.com. Tens of millions of people are expected to travel to family gatherings or even winter vacations over the Christmas holiday.
This despite pleas by public health experts who fear the result could be another surge in coronavirus cases. In the U.S., AAA predicts about 85 million people will travel between December 23rd and January 3rd, most of them by car. That would be a drop of nearly a third from a year ago, but still a massive movement of people in the middle of a pandemic.
Andrew Stewart reports experts worry that Christmas and New Year's will turn into super spreader events because many people are letting down their guard. Saturday birthdays, singer Janie Fricke turned 73. Pro Football Hall of Famer Warren Sapp was 48. Sunday celebrations include Law & Order producer Dick Wolf, who turned 74. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Premier, your friendly old change. Premier in all we do.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yeah. Now through January 15th, you buy one wiper blade and get the second one free for as little as $14.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage, and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform a comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. And our newest location in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home with a friendly oil change.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
In a matter of moments, and historian Jay Winnick of the New York Times, he wrote 1865 and 1944. I'm going to focus on his knowledge of 1865 because in one of the most strangest but sadly too typical stories out there today in San Francisco, they are taking Abraham Lincoln's name off a high school because he didn't like black people enough. Do you believe this? That is in America. So I think that Jay Winnick has to break down something with me that I think we all should have known already, that Abe Lincoln was as enlightened as any man in America in the 1860s. He saved America. Why I have to explain that, I don't know. Big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
It's pretty hard to distinguish this from an act of aggression that rises to the level of an attack that qualifies as war. This is as destructive and broad scale an engagement with our military systems, our intelligence systems, as has happened in my lifetime.
Senator Chris Coons, a possible Russian hack and the China threat make me wonder if the world is taking us on while we fight with each other at home. In Swalwell news, he has gone silent about his ties to China and that Chinese spy, which has cast doubt about him as a person and his party.
Number two.
How do you expect these people to survive? How are restaurants going to survive? Once you are in our program, we will pay whatever you need, the necessities you need, the money you need to get through this thing and give you a fair chance to run your business.
Barstool founder Dave Portnoy set up a $500,000 fund. The fight against this lockdown lunacy gets some high-profile help. Just want to remain responsibly open to Christmas, through Christmas, while the vaccine is out there. The virus rises. Fauci again fails to be clear on a major policy on Christmas. What are you saying now as Moderna is queued up, and what he said 2 days ago?
Number one.
We have great confidence in our son. I am not concerned about any accusations been made against him. It's used to get to me. I think it's kind of foul play.
The question is, did it get to him? It's getting closer to Joe by the day. The hunt for the truth on Hunter might just unearth the truth about Joe as new emails and text messages emerge showing Biden's ducking and dodging is not helping him. Will it derail his White House before he gets there? Let's bring in Geraldo Rivera, who in the Washington Post today was hailed as the voice of reason at Fox. Geraldo, did you see that?
I just got it. I'm very pleased that the Washington Post has written a positive article. I'm shocked as well, Brian, as you can imagine. I wasn't contacted for the article, but I'm very pleased with the way that it turned out.
Yeah, so first off, on the lockdowns, you believe that these restaurants should be closed even though the percentage of positive infections is below 2%, 1.04, the fifth largest cause of a spreader?
First, I have to give you my my Manchurian candidate theory. I think that Congressman Swalwell, Hunter Biden, and Michael Abinetti, the corrupt lawyer, are all the same person. You've never seen them all in the same room, right?
They do seem
the same guy, plays
same attitude, and all fell on their face.
Same sleazy demeanor. You know, you just look at it, oh my God. So I, you know, on the restaurants, you and I have a different emphasis, Brian. I mean, I you're a very sincere person, and I know that you are reflecting the pain and the anguish of these small business owners. I just look at the death toll every 30 seconds, over 3,000 every day. You know, and I understand how incompetent or inconsistent so many mayors and governors are. But, my God, if you were in that job, you'd be flailing around trying to do something. You're trying to save your people. You know, I got a call from Gabriel, my son in Santa Monica, yesterday, last night, and he said that there's zero capacity available in the ICUs in Southern California. I mean, imagine that. If you need the ICU in Southern California, you have to wait in the lobby or on a gurney someplace until they can free up a bed because there's zero capacity because of COVID. They've got – you know, the vaccines are coming. The cavalry is coming. We see the end of the long national nightmare. But and I think these owners should be compensated. Give them the grants. Give them the cash grants. If you've got a restaurant that does so much gross and we force you to close, then the government's got to pay them.
Rather, here's my analogy. Number one. If I'm the governor of that state and I haven't asked for that hospital ship, I'm an even worse governor than to begin with. Number two, you set up extra hospitals. You do the best you can. You flood the zone with nurses just like we did in the spring. Number two, if I have an ACL surgery and they say, okay, oh, excuse me, if I have arm surgery, shoulder surgery, they say, well, I don't want a doctor telling me I can't walk either. They're like, okay, well, don't throw and don't walk. Excuse me, why can't I walk? I don't know, because I just don't want you to throw. If they said that famously, my other analogy is with Pete Rose going through a horrible divorce, everyone publicly skewering him every day during the zenith of his career. And they said, Pete, how could you be going through a divorce and hitting 340? And he says, I'd rather go through a divorce hitting 340 than 240. And you don't have to expedite the pain because there's pain. You compartmentalize.
I get your analogies, your metaphors. They're always very colorful and well drafted. But my idea is pay them. Pay them. You got to pay them. You close 21. My God, how can you close 21 on 52nd Street, my favorite restaurant on earth, and that's closed, maybe permanently? Why not give the owner of 21 enough money so he could pay his staff? And at the McDonald's also, or wherever you are.
Geraldo, you do you know where the number one spreader is? The number one spreader of this virus? Indoor private events. They are 1.04 positive effect, slightly over that in places like Michigan. Positive tests from restaurants. You are forcing people back to their super spreader events. People got to convene. You can't sit on your hands for a year. You can't stop a food chain. What are farmers going to do with their food if no one's in a restaurant to have it? Do you walk into these restaurants with the plexiglass and the gloves and the masks and the kitchen and the spreading out of tables? They've done it. They're not the problem.
I don't know. I'm not a scientist. I know that they have mobile morgues outside of, you know, Elmhurst Hospital again. I think that we're at war with this virus.
Now,
marginal impact. Like in World War II, they had blackouts. They shut the lights so they wouldn't see what's happening in cities as far inland as Milwaukee and Chicago. You know, you do whatever you can. You do whatever you can and just root for the scientists.
But don't make it worse.
Root for the administration. You know, I am not – I don't know – whether or not what they're trying to do will have any impact.
Yeah, how about that? But Geraldo, while you think about it, why does my business have to die while you figure out that shutting down Bill's Diner is not more dangerous than Target? Why are you sending me to Costco? Why are you sending me to Costco?
You make them whole by giving them. If you can give $600 to the people who are unemployed in a cash lump sum or weekly, whatever they're going to do, then you could do that for restaurant owners and these other small businesses as well. I think that they still, as far as I recall, they have hundreds of billions of dollars unspent in this program. You got a bunch of phonies who are fraudulently asking for federal money, and a lot of good people who don't know the vehicle for their salvation. And I think that you've got to have a balance. I personally, and Erica and me, we won't go into a restaurant now, right now. It seems so. We walk in, even with distancing and all the rest of it. You just look around. You don't know who's sick, who's not sick. I just think that you got to do the best. You got to do the best you can in these very, very tough
times. And that means working through it.
I love you for your passion. I think that you're one of the most sincere people I've ever known, and I know that you are in anguish over the pain that this is causing. And I understand also that you suspect the science is not in favor of these lockdowns.
Well, you know,
all that,
and I'll pivot. I appreciate it. We disagree. I tell you the truth. There's just so much inconsistency in it. I can't take it anymore. And the thing is, you want me to take action during the World War II, men go to fight, the women go to work, everybody's rolling up tinfoil, we're taking action. Now the action is no action. And now you have one out of every four kids in California has contemplated suicide because this idiot governor is going against the science and keeping kids out of school. So they're making do virtual school, which is virtually no school. So we're getting dumber and we're all getting weaker because we can't work out, we can't work, and we can't go to school. Don't tell me that's the best we can do as a country. That is awful.
Zero capacity in the ICU in L.A., Brian. That's for real. That's for real. And, if you save a couple of lives shutting down schools, by next June, July, no one's going to remember. It'll be over, and maybe a couple of people will be alive as a result of some of these clumsy efforts, Brian.
Anthony Fauci, they're all over the president. They say you got to be precise, and there's got to be precision in your language. Everyone's watching you, Mr. President. And Anthony Fauci could not be more imprecise on a daily basis. He doesn't call press conferences, he gives interviews. The smallest, the biggest. And he contradicts himself all the time. 2 days ago, he says, I am not going to see any of my grandkids. I believe we should all stay at home. It can't be business as usual. He'll likely back to normal by next Christmas. Okay, likely. That's an interesting word for a scientist. And then he realizes you basically told everybody not to have Christmas. And he said this to Bill Hemmer yesterday, cut 9.
You know, I'm not saying that everyone should cancel the family gathering. I'm saying that people will need to make individual choices. And when you're talking about having a congregate setting for a dinner, not cancel the family aspect, but, you have some Christmas dinners. People bring friends and others in who've traveled from different parts of the country. You could have 15, 20 people at a dinner. That's really somewhat risky. You can do a modified version of that. You don't have to cancel things.
What's he talking about? Using logic? Okay,
well, let me explain what I do in my house. In my house, we have a big pool room. When we have people over, we have a maximum of six. We have two long tables, so everybody is like 6 feet apart at least, and it's a congregate setting in a sense, but it's also a sensible one, and it's almost impossible for someone to spread a virus in that kind of arrangement that I've just described. And I am so anguished over the old lady that lives on the sixth floor walk-up who's afraid to go downstairs. Like in my old building in New York on Madison Avenue, we had there's a COVID case on every floor. So you get in the elevator, you're just worried about it. This hasn't happened since 1918. So it's 100 years. that we haven't had this kind of plague hit us. It's a pandemic. It's worldwide. People are dying everywhere. Macron, the French president, is now positive. It's the kind of thing. I feel like it's just like the erosion of privacy sense, that it, sooner or later, everybody's going to get this damn thing unless they get vaccinated. So we're all praying and holding our breath and waiting for our place in line, Brian.
And did you know 99.4% of the people are going to survive it?
They get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm 77. You know, maybe I won't. Look at what happened with our dear friend, our associate. And I don't want to name him because I'm not sure that he's gone public, but he's 60 years old, a cancer survivor. You're afraid. You're afraid if you get it, you're afraid that it's going to kill you. I mean, you're right, 99 or whatever it is, but those are the kids.
Right.
You know, people strapping, strong, athletic people like you.
But here's the thing, though. You just said it, and you just said it. We agree. You know what you're comfortable with. I am not forcing you to go to Target, thank goodness, in this era of delivery. I'm not forcing you to even go out to eat in this era of Uber Eats. I'm not forcing you to go to Costco or Target or a restaurant. You say, hey, you know what? I'm this age. I have this. I got this condition. This is what I'm comfortable with. If we mandated that, that's fine. But to tell a 23-year-old in perfect health who's a Division I volleyball player that they can't go to school and they can't play sports, even though they're going to do all the protocol, that's an overcompensation. It creates, it's much more negative than positive. A 23-year-old elite athlete is not going to have a problem. So let him or her live their life responsibly. But Geraldo,
I don't think Sweden is working out. That's their policy, and I don't think it's working out there. For them,
I mean, the thing is, I don't know. I you got to be able to live your life to a degree. I'm watching baseball. I'm watching football. They're living. They're doing protocols. They deal with their virus and they move on. They got two infections. They shut it down for a couple of days. They move on. They don't quit. We can't quit. We can't quit
for the school. The stands are empty for a reason.
Right. The stands are empty for a reason, but they're playing. They're taking in what they would tell me what I have to deal with, and then give me the ball. Give me the ball. Let me play. Thanks, Geraldo.
Cleveland's going to be in the playoffs.
Who is Cleveland? I know. They look great. I watched them play against Jacksonville. Geraldo Rivera, thanks so much. Stay healthy.
Thank you, Brian. All right. Merry Christmas. I love
you. And, big story about Geraldo. Great story, Geraldo, in the Washington Post today. Back in a moment.
Both sides, all opinions. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider and are only available if the provider determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. That's right, free, zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit, forhims.com/joy.
Sales are rising quickly, but without another lead baker, Dale's Bakery is going to feel the heat.
Hey, you're baking alone today. I have to handle this order for the restaurant down the street.
Cool, but who's going to handle the pastries?
He needs to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Paid for by Bar Justice. Attention. Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months? Zantac may be linked to these cancers: bladder, colorectal, esophageal, intestinal, kidney, liver, liver, ovarian, pancreatic, stomach, testicular, and uterine. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months, call now. Never stop taking medication without first consulting a physician. Call right now for a free consultation. Call 800-379-9550. 800-379-9550.
Fox on Faith with Lauren Green.
For Kathy Lee Gifford, faith is the fuel that drives her success and keeps her moving forward.
But it's not my faithfulness that defines my life. It's God's faithfulness to me. So I'm just continuing on this journey I started with him all those years ago. It's taken me all over the world. It's taken me to the pinnacle of success and to the pit of hell in different ways. But he has always been alongside me.
Gifford is multi-talented singer, actress, author, as well as the iconic host of a long-running talk show, Regis and Kathy Lee. 5 years ago, she became a widow, and this past summer mourned the death of her longtime friend and co-host, Regis Philbin. But she has not retired and instead is excited about a new chapter in her life, new projects and opportunities, and offers inspiration and encouragement to others in her new book, It's Never Too Late.
Absolutely no expiration date on believers. Yeah. And I'm going to keep doing God's will and by his grace until the day he takes me home to an even greater adventure.
To hear more, go to Lighthouse Faith Podcast at foxnews.com. For Fox on Faith, Lauren Green, Fox News.
This is House Call for Health. Fear of tech addiction might be a bit overblown. This from a study at the University of Colorado Boulder, looking at technology use and the impact of parents putting restrictions on kids. Lead author Stephanie Malborn is a professor of sociology at the Institute of Behavioral Science. The school's News Digest, CU Boulder Today, quotes her as saying, "Are lots of people getting addicted to tech as teenagers and staying addicted as young adults?" The answer from our research is no. Malborn also saying that what we do as parents matters less than most of us believe it will. Co-author Joshua Good, a doctoral student in sociology, says many of those fears were anecdotal, but now that we have some data, they aren't bearing out. Nearly 1,200 young adults were surveyed, 56 of them undergoing extensive interviews. The data was collected before the pandemic began, but the authors say that should ease parents' minds over all that extra lockdown screen time. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Jesse Ed Davis, one of the few successful Native American rock artists, was well known as a session guitarist who recorded solo albums, as well as working with a who's who of major artists in the 1970s and 80s. In a 1972 interview, Jesse discussed recording albums in the heyday of AM radio's programming demands.
To have to consider the fact that you're making a commercial product, have to consider the fact that you have to fit in line with the company's image, have to consider the fact that you have to try and get your record played on AM radio, is almost an incredible limitation on a person's music. And I really find it very degrading, personally. Do you bend to the way they want you to play, or do you be true to your music, your art? You know, it's so rough.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
He'll make your head spin. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Coming up shortly, Jay Winnick. We're going to put in perspective this war and history that we're experiencing now as Abraham Lincoln's name comes off a high school in San Francisco. I mean, is California just too far gone to be part of the union anymore? Let's go to, where do you want to start, Pete? Ellen? Let's go to Ellen in Blairsville, Georgia. Hey, Ellen.
Hi there, Brian. I have three things I'd like to say. And first, hello, and thank you for being you. First one is these guys quitting the Tom Cruise production.
Yeah.
I grew up being yelled at. I'm 75, grew up in an immigrant union worker area. Everybody yelled. So I hope we're not going to make these, not you, these fellows into martyrs and victims. I would say get over it. Secondly, I really appreciate the book reviews you do and your own books, but we've so far gotten just about, I think, every book we've heard interviewed.
Wow.
That you've done. Really. And either from the library, have to have full disclosure, we haven't bought them all, but we've gotten them, either bought them or got them from the library. And then three, the way you do your best of on the holidays, instead of running us through old news, entire programs, that you seem to pick the best of your interviews and do those. Some of them we haven't heard. Some of them they're worth hearing a second or third time. So thank you for making the best ofs on the holiday something that you look forward to.
Oh, that's
and
nice.
God bless you.
Yeah, and plus, I always figured that you probably can't hear every show, and especially for 3 hours. So you never know when that interview is going to pop up. And Eric was able to put that together, and Allison and Pete are able to log and find out the generic interviews that are not going to sound dated. So we hopefully will put that together so people will sample the show during a holiday and say, when I go back to work or back to school, I'm still going to listen to that show. Jay Winnick next.
From the Fox News Podcast Network. Stay on top of the latest news and information from Fox News. Listen and download the Fox News Hourly Update on your time. The trending stories you need anytime you want it. Listen and download now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. From the Fox News Podcast Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast.
We've got to find a way to stop suggesting that the only way we can lose is if the other side cheats, or the other side suppresses votes, or the other side commits fraud. We can all lose. And all it takes is the other side to get more valid votes. And there's a reason we have words in the English language like upset, surprise.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcast.com. The Fox News Rundown is a weekday morning podcast that dives deep into the major and controversial stories of the day. Hosted by the anchors of Fox News Radio. Subscribe now to hear a perspective of news you won't find anywhere else. Listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
On the next episode of House of Broken Dreams, hear what one woman witnessed near Jennifer Kessie's condo on the morning she disappeared.
We saw a black Malibu, and we saw a struggle in the car as if someone was taking a steering wheel out of someone's hand. Once we saw that car on the news, we both knew that was exactly the car we had seen coming out of Mosaic.
Available now on Apple Podcasts.
Did you hear the news? Now you can, with instant updates from Fox News for Amazon Alexa, breaking stories and top headlines, daily coronavirus developments, the economy, and so much more. Brought to you by Fox News, America's number one cable news network. Plus, setup couldn't be easier, because everything's ready to go in the app. Just say,
Alexa, play news from Fox.
In Fox News.
It's the latest, when you need it, on demand, from Fox News and Amazon Alexa. From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Stay on top of the latest news and information from Fox News. Listen and download the Fox News Hourly Update on your time. The trending stories you need anytime you want it. Listen and download now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Download Perino and Steyerwald. I'll tell you what.
All of this overdeterminism is hogwash served up for Twitter addicts who want to believe that every American, every decent American is trapped in the vacuum deathlock of this kind of overanalyzed partisanship.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcast.com. America is listening to Fox News. The Fox News Rundown is a weekday morning podcast that dives deep into the major and controversial stories of the day. Hosted by the anchors of Fox News Radio. Subscribe now to hear a perspective of news you won't find anywhere else. Listen now by going to foxnewspodcast.com.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1991.
The liberation of Kuwait has begun. In conjunction with the forces of our coalition partners, the United States has moved under the code name Operation Desert Storm.
Kuwait is liberated. Iraq's army is defeated. Our military objectives are met.
I don't know too much about him, but I knew that people was complaining about his apartment smelling. You know, everybody smelled a funny odor, but nobody knew what it was.
This is high-tech lynching. I cannot shake off these accusations because they play to the worst stereotypes we have about black men in this country.
Because of the HIV virus that I have attained, I will have to retire from the Lakers today.
News as it happens then.
News as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
Volunteers working hard to help bring Christmas to kids across the country make today's Dean's List. Marine Corps Sergeant Austin Buatha is from Minnesota and is helping raise money and awareness for the charity Toys for Tots. The amount of people coming to donate toys during this first week is lower than previous years. Sergeant Buatha says last year, the first week, they filled up 2 semi-trucks. This year, not even half a semi-truck is filled. The organization is not only seeing fewer numbers of donations, but also fewer volunteers. With the pandemic, some people are reluctant to go out and volunteer around other people. This year, Sergeant Buatha hopes that people will spread the holiday spirit by donating toys online or just time to those in need. If you would like to make a donation to Toys for Tots around the country, you can go to toysfortots.org or find out ways to deliver a gift in your area to a deserving child this year. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Information you want, truth you demand. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
A San Francisco school is thinking about renaming a school named after Abraham Lincoln. They're saying this is going to happen because the former president did not demonstrate that Black Lives Matter to him. And he's not all, the only one on the chopping block. Teddy Roosevelt and Dianne Feinstein.
Yeah, she's going to lose her elementary school because she left the Confederate flag, allowed it to fly outside City Hall too long. George Washington is going to be, school is going to be renamed. 44 of the 125 schools in the San Francisco Unified School District will be renamed, including Herbert Hoover High School.
Unbelievable what's going on here. By the way, Dianne Feinstein in the same sentence with Teddy Roosevelt and Abraham Lincoln. I know I've heard it all. That is a report from California, but it's now a national story. San Francisco is going to rename a high school because it's named Abraham Lincoln High School, arguably our best president, because Black lives didn't matter to him enough. Here to try to make sense of this is Jay Winnick, best-selling author. He wrote 1944, but he also wrote April 1865. He could bring us right to that moment at the end of the Civil War. Jay Winnick, are you astounded? Is your jaw on the floor as this story unfolded?
Well, I think it's very unfortunate. The fact is we should be honoring and celebrating Abraham Lincoln, not stripping his name from the school. I mean, think of what Lincoln did. He fought a great Civil War. He saved the Union. He ended slavery with the great moral legacy of the Emancipation Proclamation promulgated in 1862. And he gave us the 13th Amendment that eradicated slavery for all of time. And in the end, what he did as much as anything else is he saved democracy, which is so precious to us as Americans. Now, again, as I said, we should be celebrating that and we should be honoring that.
Does it mean he's perfect? Was there colonization where he recommended we send African Americans back to where they were brought against their will? Did he look to push him to the Caribbean and to Haiti? Yeah, he just said blacks and whites aren't getting along. Do you, we apologize. How would you like a fresh start? Obviously, no one's going to defend colonization, but he's a person of his times, Jay.
And the fact is he wasn't for colonization per se. He was wrestling with different ideas for how to solve the problem of what to do about slavery. And yes, he was a person of his time, but he was also a person way ahead of his time. And that's because he gave us the Emancipation Proclamation. He did free the slaves. And he did all this in a war that cost some 620,000 lives. That's more lives than we lost in any of the other wars in history. And if there's any greater sign of his commitment to helping out the plight of the blacks, it was that fact alone.
And one of the biggest things to happen is with his death, his assassination, there was nobody there to guide the South through this transition. Instead, you had this raging racist drunk Andrew Johnson who took over. And Ulysses S. Grant basically saved the country from even a more hellacious post-World War era.
Right. I mean, the fact of the matter is they didn't have the political touch that Abraham Lincoln had. And, you know, again, if there's one is looking for proof of what Lincoln, how he cared about the plight of the blacks and the slaves, is he literally gave his life for the cause. You know, during the Civil War, he used to roam the halls of the White House muttering over and over to himself, "I must have relief from this anxiety or it will kill me." Well, it almost did kill him. But what killed him in the end was an assassin's bullet from John Wilkes Booth after the second inaugural, when Lincoln talked about with charity for all and justice for all. And that was when Wilkes Booth growled, "Well, that means Negro citizenship." Actually, he used the N-word. And but in the end, Lincoln gave his life for that great cause.
Yes. If he was good enough for Frederick Douglass to call a friend, if Frederick Douglass was able to come visit him and was expedited right up the stairs to see him past sitting senators, if they combined together to talk about how to get African-Americans into the armed forces, into their own unit, if he's good enough for Frederick Douglass, how could he not be good enough for a San Francisco high school?
Well, it really is unfortunate. I mean, what we're seeing is rather than learning from history, we're sanitizing it. And what we need is we don't need less history. We don't need to take names off. We need more history. And we need to understand the strengths and weaknesses of our leaders. And we need to be able to appreciate the nuances and distinctions. And I think it would be very unfortunate indeed if our young people don't get the lesson out of this that rather than understanding history, we just wipe it away. That would not be good for our nation.
I mean, did you ever think we'd get here where you have to justify naming a school for George Washington or Abraham Lincoln?
No, it's almost unfathomable. And, you know, I've been thinking about that since we decided to do this show, Brian. And I was thinking about FDR for a second. I mean, in FDR, what we see is a man who's widely regarded as the third greatest president. He fought World War II. He tamed the Depression. He defeated Hitler. These are great legacies. But there's also a moral stain on his record. He interned Japanese Americans in camps out west on often the flimsiest of evidence. And then when given evidence of the terrible genocide unfolding at Auschwitz and other death camps where there was an attempt to systematically wipe out the entire Jewish race, FDR failed to bomb Auschwitz or the train tracks to Auschwitz. Now, is anybody proposing removing his name from schools? No. And the reason is because we see it in context. And I think we have to do the same thing with Abraham Lincoln.
What about go ahead.
The fact of the matter is presidents make difficult decisions. They're not perfect. They have to make hard trade-offs.
You know, what's interesting is that, you know, everyone's like, if Lincoln really wanted to free the slaves, he would have done it right away. Not really, because politically back then in America and around the world where slavery was prevalent, if you just came in and freed the slaves, a lot of people in the North wouldn't have fought for that reason. But once they saw what was happening and what they were fighting for, he had to pick the right time to unleash the Emancipation Proclamation. Don't you agree?
That's absolutely right. I mean, there was no support for it in the beginning. I mean, if he had suggested actually fighting that war in behalf of eradicating slavery, he would not have been able to fight the war itself. So one has to see how he became. He was really a great politician and a great tactician, and he bided his time. As he put it, he told his cabinet, "We need a great military victory, and then I can do it." And that military victory came at Antietam, which was the bloodiest day in American history. And after that, that was when he promulgated the Emancipation Proclamation.
Didn't get one Southern vote. The state seceded rather than be governed by him, and then he fought to keep them and get them back. It all began in South Carolina. Now, his relationship with Native Americans, like every president, this was a major issue. So why don't they look at him in a positive light?
Well, I think it's unfortunate because they're not seeing it in context. They're taking one issue and using that to define everything. You know, you have to see the broad array of different things that a president has to weigh. If you think of Harry Truman, for example, when FDR died, Truman became president. He had to figure out a way to bring the war with Japan to a close. And so they looked at the possibility of a ground invasion, and they realized that would cost them 500,000 American lives up to 1 million. So it was then that Truman, having said, when you deal with a beast, you have to treat him like a beast, that he unfortunately had to drop the atom bomb on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Presidents have to make trade-offs. What Lincoln did was he got things right on the big things, which was union, which was democracy, which was eradicating slavery.
1864, the Lincoln administration oversaw the deportation of the Navajo tribe. There was a big push out west. The tribe was also forced to march 450 miles to New Mexico. So in the Native American world, just like Andrew Jackson, not severe, they weren't looked at positively. But every president had to deal with American Indian issues, some of which the violence was perpetrated by the Native Americans, some of which wasn't and was a response, and vice versa. But if you say today, well, wait a second, what was the problem with Native Americans? Why we get along fine now? Well, do you have to go back in time? We also got along with, we get along with England now. We had fought two wars against England. So things change, things evolve, and presidents made decisions. So, you know, I obviously James K. Polk, we fight Mexico, but guess who was a critic of the war, the Mexican War? Abraham Lincoln, a congressman. James K. Polk, was he wrong? I don't know. Was Lincoln right? I don't know. But I don't judge. I study. Why do people? I just don't get it. I cannot believe we're in this era.
Well, we're living in a time where history, unfortunately, is becoming sanitized as opposed to understood, where we're losing our ability to make nuances and distinctions. You know, I've been thinking about this thing with Lincoln a little bit, and I was reminded of what the reaction was to the 13th Amendment when that was promulgated. And I think this is important for all Americans to know and to study and to appreciate. When the 13th Amendment was passed in the House, imagine that scene for a second. There were spectators in the gallery, and they were just ecstatic. They were hugging each other. They were singing. They were crying. Outside of the House itself, there was a 100-gun salute. And one young boy kind of summed up how people felt about Abraham Lincoln and what he was doing to help the former slaves. This young boy said, "I am free because of Father Abraham. I am free as a bird." Imagine that, just how remarkable that scene was.
Yeah, the 13th Amendment gave everyone equal rights, and then it was up to enforce those rights. Here's how it reads: neither slavery nor voluntary servitude except at punishment for crime whereof the party shall have been duly convicted shall exist within the United States of America. Is it your belief, Jay Winnick, that it was up to us to live up to our Constitution, or do you think our Constitution had to change?
Well, we had to change the Constitution because the Constitution was built and premised on acceptance of slavery at the outset. But the basic thrust of the Constitution, equality for all, rule of law, all the rest, I mean, that is a document that has stood us for really time immemorial since the founding of the nation.
So you look at James Madison, you look at James Monroe, you look at George Washington. You look at our early presidents, obviously Andrew Jackson. They, outside John Adams, they all had slaves. But the other things that we would not be the country we are today without them. That's why people say, I'm going to name this field, I'm going to name this school, I'm going to name this road after these historic figures. I think people are under the impression they have to be perfect.
And they don't have to be perfect. I mean, I think some of the beauties of history is understanding these leaders not only just for their strengths but for their weaknesses. You know, I've always been drawn to the example of Thomas Jefferson. And, of course, Thomas Jefferson bought slaves, owned slaves, and sold slaves his entire life. But as he put it, he said, "We have the wolf by the ears, and we can neither hold him nor let him go." But Jefferson was also the author of the Declaration of Independence, really one of the great documents in all of human history. And, of course, he was among one of our most important founding fathers or founders. And the fact is we need to understand Jefferson, appreciate him in all his varied dimensions, his strengths and his weaknesses.
Jay Winnick, the book is 1865, to put it all in perspective. Bottom line, Jay, if you went to Abraham Lincoln High School, would you be proud to call that your high school?
I would be very proud indeed, and I think all young people should be as well. And I think if we ever get to a point where, because of some imperfections, I think that would be just it would be unfortunate indeed. And again, as I said, with FDR, there are some stains on his moral legacy as well, and yet we don't apply that test to him. And Lincoln, just if only for his common humanity, he remains our greatest president, or one of our two greatest presidents.
All right, Jay Winnick, thanks so much. Appreciate it. Have a great holiday.
Have a great holiday, Brian. Always wonderful to be on your fantastic show.
All right, great. Jay Winnick, appreciate it. When we come back, your calls, 1-866-408-7669. Busy day. We close out an insanely busy week as we wait for Moderna to get the green light and officially start going into the arms of Americans.
Getting past all the rhetoric, it's Brian Kilmeade.
Paid for by GetUpside.
Man, how can you afford gas for that big SUV?
I pay less for gas than everyone else. I got the free GetUpside gas app and get up to 25 cents a gallon cash back every time I buy gas.
Hold on. You're getting up to 25 cents off a gallon with the free GetUpside gas app while I'm paying full price?
You know it. People earned over $1 million last year. You just got to take a picture of your gas receipt and bam, up to 25 cents a gallon cash back.
You don't have to tell me twice. I'm downloading the free GetUpside gas app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play and save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code Keyword for a 50 cent a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 75 cents a gallon on your next tank. Just download the free GetUpside app at the App Store or Google Play and use promo code Cash. Save money on gas on every fill up. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code Cash. That's C-A-S-H. Visit GetUpside.com for terms.
The need has always been there. The need for food, shelter, compassion. This year, it just happens to be greater. If you need help, please reach out. If you can give help, please reach within. In a year with fewer red kettles, your $25 monthly donation helps rescue Christmas for the most vulnerable. Enlist in Love's Army at givewestwood.org.
Mary's Bistro delivery business is bustling and ready to burst.
Orders 34, 35, and 36 are up. Who's handling these? Hello, Mary's Bistro, now delivering.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, Getting Schooled with Abby Hornacek.
Fox News Chief Congressional Correspondent Mike Emanuel. Can you just talk to me about the basics of a filibuster?
Two different versions. There's giving a long speech on the Senate floor to make the point that there is a severe protest about something going on in the Senate. The other way is getting together 40 or more senators to vote against something.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
Class dismissed.
Did you hear the news? Now you can. With instant updates from Fox News for Amazon Alexa. Breaking stories and top headlines. Daily coronavirus developments. The economy and so much more. Brought to you by Fox News. America's number one cable news network. Plus, setup couldn't be easier because everything's ready to go in the app. Just say,
Alexa, play news from Fox.
In Fox News.
It's the latest when you need it on demand from Fox News and Amazon Alexa. From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Stay on top of the latest news and information from Fox News. Listen and download the Fox News Hourly Update on your time. The trending stories you need anytime you want it. Listen and download now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com. From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast.
We've got to find a way to stop suggesting that the only way we can lose is if the other side cheats, or the other side suppresses votes, or the other side commits fraud. We can all lose. And all it takes is the other side to get more valid votes. And there's a reason we have words in the English language like upset, surprise.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com. The Fox News Rundown is a weekday morning podcast that dives deep into the major and controversial stories of the day. Hosted by the anchors of Fox News Radio. Subscribe now to hear a perspective of news you won't find anywhere else. Listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
To your ears, it's Brian Kilmeade.
Hey, well, welcome back. 1-866-408-7669. Let's go to the phone. Sally, listening on KFTK in St. Louis, Missouri. Hey, Sally. Excuse me, my bad. Let's go to line three. WLNI is where we have, in Virginia, is where we have Debbie. Hey, Debbie. Debbie, can you hear me? All right, we'll try, we'll see if the lines are down. Tom, WIBX in Little Falls, New York.
Yes.
Tom, you're on.
I'm doing all right. My point is changing all of the names of these statues and the schools
yep.
and everything. This reminds me of the book 1984, where they're wiping out all traces of history so they can make new history every day. The main character, wrote news, and he would write whatever the big bosses told him, whether it's true or not. So, like I say, this is like right out of 1984.
All right, Tom, thank you. We're not going to let that happen. We're going to keep pounding it. Debbie, listen on WLNI. Are you there now?
Yes, I am here. I was going to say about the taking the vaccine or not, but I did want to respond to another guy that had came on after, and you had a conversation with him about taking the pill or the vaccine. It's just like, you know, like you said, if you're gonna drive, you're gonna take the risk.
Yeah.
It's up to the individual. I don't think it should be mandatory to anybody. If you don't want to take it, don't take it. If you want to take it, and New Year's happens, the most accidents happen that day when driving, and we don't take vehicles away from people. It's all about, your rights and what you want to do with your life. The other thing I want to say,
let me just add this. They might not let you get on a plane if you don't take it, though.
Okay, well, then I guess if you're not going to take it, then you're not going to fly.
Yep.
I mean, these are the choices you have to make, correct?
Yep.
Yeah. So the other thing I was going to say is you had a guy call, and he was all for Trump fighting it through and, seeing it through and the Constitution and the laws, and we have this. And it seems to me like you are so quick to dismiss, and I'm not trying to be rude, but it's almost like you are sometimes saying the same narratives as the fake news. And why don't we see this through? Maybe it has never happened before. Maybe we haven't seen it, but Trump is a president who has done so many things that have never been done before. Why are we not following it through, following the laws? And when you say they don't have enough, they don't have enough numbers.
They don't.
The other side of it is saying that you only need one senator to stand up, and then it goes to the legislature. Why don't we let that? Why don't we let it go through?
Let me ask you something. So Joe Biden, how many votes do you think Joe Biden got? Did Joe Biden steal 9 million votes?
I would say, I don't know if it's 9 million, but I know that it's more than he needed to win.
I haven't seen it. I have not, unless the Dominion machines could be proven erroneous, the anecdotes they have, the things that they have do not add up to 159,000 votes in Michigan. Do not add up to enough in Nevada. So I don't know what to tell you. I mean, you might not like a court decision, but the courts, a lot of them are Trump judges. So, and just to create anarchy on the House floor seems just more like venting than a quest to victory.
Paid for by GetUpside.
Man, how can you afford gas for that big SUV?
I pay less for gas than everyone else. I got the free GetUpside gas app. They get up to 25 cents a gallon cash back every time I buy gas.
Hold on. You get up to 25 cents off a gallon with the free GetUpside gas app while I'm paying full price?
You know it. People earned over $1 million last year. You just got to take a picture of your gas receipt and bam, up to 25 cents a gallon cash back.
You don't have to tell me twice. I'm downloading the free GetUpside gas app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play and save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code KEYWORD for a 50 cent a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 75 cents a gallon on your next tank. Just download the free GetUpside app at the App Store or Google Play and use promo code CASH. Save money on gas on every fill up. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code CASH. That's CASH. Visit GetUpside.com for terms.
Now, from From the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
October 30th, 1974. It was the Rumble in the Jungle. World heavyweight champion George Foreman and former world champion Muhammad Ali entered the ring in Zaire in one of the first Don King promoted boxing matches. Muhammad Ali regained the world title from a younger and stronger Foreman and spoke to the press after the fight.
I had one hell of a Rumble. I had to beat Tarzan's behind first for claiming to be the king in the jungle. For this fight, I've wrestled with alligators. I've tussled with the whale. I done handcuffed lightning and put thunder in jail. You know I'm bad. I have murdered a rock. I injured a stone and I hospitalized a brick. I'm so bad I make medicine sick. I'm so fast, man, I can run through a hurricane and don't get wet.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.